in Finding the Feds Missing Children, Child Trafficking in America by Muckraker.com, Anthony Rubin reports that since 2021, about 400 children a day are smuggled into the United States, processed by the federal government, and released into the country.
On August 19, 2024, the Department of Homeland Security announced that they had lost track of over 300,000 of these children. In June of 2024, a government insider from the Department of Health and Human Services provided Muckraker with a list detailing the names of over 8,000 alien children, along with their last known addresses. So, we began an operation to find the missing children ourselves.
Carlos Arellano used to work for the NGOs delivering these children throughout the United States.
I spent over two decades working for NGOs, and to be more specific, I spent about 7 years escorting children around the country, delivering them from point A to point B. One of the things that I used to do was I used to move kids in the middle of the night in private airfields, private charter planes. We had countless of kids, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds tell us that, oh, they woke us up at 3 a.m. and they took us to a private airfield where the entire plane was full of kids. And I asked them over and over again, did you see other adults on this plane, or were all the seats just children? And they would say the entire plane, every single seat was a child on it. And then they spoke on how they would land in New York and get on charter buses. And then when their sponsor finally picked them up, they picked them up at a park, at a public park in the middle of the night. And I would get confirmation from the sponsor as well. What time did you pick your child up? Did you pick them up at the airport or at the park? And they confirmed that as well. It was at 3 a.m. in the park. And, these kids, all of them told stories about how they had little friends that they lost touch with. They never heard from again. We had a lot of kids in the New York area with their sponsors where I asked them, hey, did you go through any fingerprints? Did you go through any type of background to get this child? They said no fingerprints, no background. All I did was sign a piece of paper and they gave the kid to me. And then they turned around and gave the kid away 2 days later. The youngest child I moved was 3 months old. When I moved that 3 month old, I wasn't given formula. I wasn't given diapers because supposedly I was supposed to land where I was going to drop this child off at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And I ended up dropping the child off at 2 a.m. And one of the biggest issues we ran into on this trip was that a lot of these so-called sponsors were telling us, oh, we gave the child away the moment it got here. We gave it away after a day, or we gave it away after 2 days. And after they tell us, oh, well, they gave it away, there's no way to find this child anymore. It's a dead end. Those kids are lost forever, never going to find them again.
In their search, Muckraker.com found that these young children were officially living in dilapidated, vacant homes.
This was a house we showed up at in New York. This was in Amityville, New York, on Long Island. It was a house where allegedly two young boys, 7 and 10, were sent to a sponsor there. And we showed up, and the house is totally derelict and shut down. Nobody lives there anymore. We tried calling the phone number associated with the sponsor, and it was just disconnected.
Two children were delivered to a sponsor that lives at this address. But as you can see, nobody lives here, and honestly, it doesn't look like anybody's lived here in quite a long time.
On a hidden camera, Border Patrol admits they know this is going on.
Have you seen that movie,
Sound of Freedom?
Yeah,
I've seen that.
Exactly.
You guys get the kids coming over here with the notes that are attached to them with the addresses, right? And a lot of times those addresses lead to like a sex trafficker or something, right? Mm-hmm. That's legit.
Yeah. There's a lot of shit that we can't tell.
What's the issue though? Why can't you guys talk on camera?
The policies that we have, things that we can and can't say. Yeah. Honestly though, I really wish there was more people like you.
Yeah.
Exposing this shit.
Yeah.
Because it sucks. It truly is a horrible thing.
Yeah.
It is a horrible thing.
Once they're detained and they're in the hands of Border Patrol and then HHS, that's it. Even if they say, listen, I just want to go back to my parents. I was smuggled here. They will not send the kid back home. They send him off at best to a foster care system.
See it all at Muckraker.com. For InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Mm-hmm. We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is under attack. Your future hangs in the balance. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Some of its own land to Russia in order to end the war?
We'll see what happens.
What's your message to the Lipsky tomorrow?
Let's get some peace. We need peace. We need to stop the death and destruction, don't you think? Wouldn't that be nice? Huh?
Do you have a question?
That Ukraine should turn over some of its...
If it keeps on raining, levees gonna break. Going down, going down, going down.
We are live, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, on Friday, September 27th, 2024. 38 days, 14 hours, 52 minutes, 50 seconds to the most important election in world history. And then once elected, globalists have pledged publicly, the Democrats have announced civil war conditions in the next 114 days, trying to get Trump actually inaugurated in the District of Evil, D.C. This is 100 trillion times infinity more important than the NFL and the Super Bowl, because that doesn't matter. The people get into it because it's a facsimile of war, and we're designed to battle for freedom. So we think the freedom is our team winning. It's like a baby duck can be born, and if you have a puppet of a fox and it talks to the ducky, it will imprint and think that that puppet is its mama. And it's the same thing with the worship of sports and entertainment and all of it. It's designed to make you invest mentally in that, so you can't differentiate at a subconscious level or even conscious level for some fiction from nonfiction, what's real versus what is make-believe. Now, it won't hurt a child to lie to him and tell him Santa Claus is real, but it will prime them to actually believe fantasy's true. But it will hurt them to tell them that a shot is going to protect them when it actually hurts them. And that's an example of what we deal with every day. All right. There are so many big stories that we broke 25 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, a month ago, that the public wasn't ready for. And there's literally thousands of these. And it went super viral Monday when I was at Tucker Carlson's big event in Pennsylvania. And I said, I want you to search human-animal hybrid clones are gestating inside cows at labs across the United States. And that pulls up like a 7-year-old, 8-year-old MIT article. I was covering stuff 28 years ago when I first learned about that, several years on air, because I was sent government documents and lab documents about it by listeners. Because back then there weren't many talk show hosts on air talking about this, so I was blessed of not being super informed. I knew about the globalists, the Federal Reserve, and you know, the government shipping in drugs and their plan for world government and the vaccines were tainted with sterilants. I mean, I knew a lot more than the general public. But boy, when I got on talk radio at 22, after 2 years of Access TV, and the locals educated me as well. A lot of old guys and women that knew more than I did would bring me stuff. But when I hit radio and then it got syndicated, I was sent all of this. I would have engineers show up in the parking lot and go, hey, here's an Atlantic Scientific cable box. I'm one of the engineers that designed this. And, you know, the guy's driving like a $100,000 Mercedes. He goes, I'm retired now. But he goes, this has a hidden microphone with voice print and records everything into a text form. And they use it and put it in databases and for advertising later. That was 26, 7 years ago. And then I'd break it open on TV and show the secret manual and all hell would break loose. Because you weren't supposed to be told in 1997 that all the cable boxes nationwide had microphones in them long before they went, oh, if you found it later, oh, it's for voice print, it's for voice command. No, it wasn't for voice command. That's just part of what it can do. And of course, the last month, AP, Reuters, New York Times, oh my God, the FBI may charge Ford. They put secret microphones in the cars and are listening to you. And then it turns out Ford put them in 15 years ago, Chevy 18 years ago, Mercedes 20 years ago, Toyota 10 years ago. I showed you on air when I bought a new Samsung Smart TV 10 years ago. My ex-wife filed for divorce, kicked me out of the house. I moved into an apartment, bought a new TV. I said, let me read the terms of service. I actually read it and it said, in English, very cartoonishly, that this TV can and will record your conversations and will share the data with third parties. So you shouldn't say anything or do anything that you don't want recorded. It just said it in plain English. I showed you the thing on TV. We got to dig that up. Hell, you can buy one now and plug it in. Any company that tells you. What am I getting at before I hit all the news? The WEF says they're going to end the family in private ownership of homes, make you live in communes on their own website. 3 years ago, I went to New York and they had big signs up at the UN, big posters saying they would do all this. On the fence in front of it, right by the big statue of a 357 Dirty Harry Magnum Smith & Wesson tied in a knot to ban guns. Just, it's everywhere. And I've got a report where there's these big, you know, laminate, hard plastic posters or outdoor images. And it says, soon you won't live in cities, you'll live in communes. Soon you'll own nothing and like it. Soon you'll eat bugs. And I mean, and they say by 2047, there'll be no more humans, only cyborgs. Now, I don't know if they're going to get that done, but that's crazy. I can play you 50 clips of the WEF saying it. All these, oh yeah, humans are bad. We're going to not be human soon. And I'm going, hey, they're saying that. Hey, they're, I mean, just yesterday, in fact, I gathered up the stack quickly because I got here late because I was working on a bunch of stuff. Dig through the stack, guys. I know it was an InfoWars article. It was also a bunch of mainstream ones. Global government announced was the headlines. As the answer to stop misinformation. And I've got it back in my stacks today. The UN is teaming up with major corporations to have a global AI system that tracks everybody's internet ID and censors disinfo in live time, which means anything true. I mean, those are bombshells that we warned about decades ago. It's now being rolled out. Now, what's crazy is they metaphysically have to tell you in the fine print what they're going to do in the fine print. Like in October of 2000, 3 months before the poison shots rolled out, the FDA put on their website a list of possible and probable adverse reactions to the mRNA injections that are not vaccines. They're gene therapies. They've had for 25 years and no one's ever approved them to the FDA because it always killed some of the test subjects. Sometimes very quickly, within days. And many of them died within years. Some had miraculous healing. I'll explain why that's so important in a moment. But the point is, they just said, we're getting rid of the approval process and just saying emergency authorization now. And now it's a whole bunch of new drugs and a whole bunch of new shots and a whole bunch of new gene therapies. But they told you in there, it's going to cause myocarditis. It's going to cause strokes, blood clots, heart attacks, infertility, turbo cancer. And it all happened. And they told you. And I've shown that image on screen probably 2,000 times. The crew didn't know I was going to call for that. Maybe they'll pull it up for you again. But is there even a point? Maybe you should care and go look it up yourself. All you got to type in is FDA warned of possible adverse reactions to COVID vaccine in October of 2000, and you'll pull up their website. There it is. They pulled it up in 10 seconds. That's just page one. Convulsions, epilepsy, stroke, pancreatic cancer, autoimmune disease, Guillain-Barré syndrome. Would you like me to keep reading? Death, miscarriage, deformity in children, hearts exploding, arteries exploding. Would you like me to keep reading? How about some arthritis? So, how about your joints swelling up so you can't walk? That's on the FDA website. Now, let me tell you what else is on there. I was on air in 1996. And I punched the next caller up. And I'd only been on talk radio a year then. So they had a board operator who would run the show and come in and out with breaks. But I, during the 3-minute breaks, had no one else. I would get on the phone. So I didn't screen the calls at all. I just thought it sounded good because at first I just punched people up. What's your name? You're on the air. You're on the air. But I get during the breaks because it sounded more professional. I'd say, listen, I don't want to screen your call. Just what's your name? Where are you calling from? So I'd write down a piece of paper and then I'd run back over to my microphone and I'd punch people up. So it's like, hey, I'm a nurse. I've got big breaking news on taking blood secretly from kids and secret databases. Hold on, ma'am. We're back in 1 minute. I'll go right to you. So I get back in my seat. Light goes live. Intro music. Next segment. And I go, we got a nurse on the line. It's got some breaking news for us. Bloop. She goes, I work at Fort Sam Houston. We got to find this. It's probably somewhere. I work at Fort Sam Houston for more than 20 years. I've worked as a nurse in biomedical research. And I just want you to know that there's a program since the 70s that all babies at birth since 1974. And I go, oh, that's the year I was born. Your data, it's put in a database in Minnesota and Michigan. And they're creating DNA sequences of it. And they're selling it to all these corporations and foreign governments. And so when they prick your baby's heel and claim they're doing a blood test, they send it off for a blood test. It's not for a blood test. It's a lie. And she said, I'd like to give you the documents. And I said, sure. Here's our address. She didn't mail it up to North Austin, North 183 to the radio station. I was only on Saturday and Sundays then. She showed up the next weekend waiting in her car, an older woman, with the documents. This is a little snapshot why I get so frustrated because I could talk for 20 hours just on this. I go on air a week later, do some research, talk about it, and then all of a sudden another woman calls in from Minnesota. And she said, it's crazy you're talking about this. They did this to my daughter 20 years ago, and now she has a genetic disorder, and we went to try to get a gene therapy for her, and it turned out that a company came in and said, we own your DNA sequence and protein. You have to pay us. And I went, wow. She goes, yeah, we're filing suit next week. Would you like to talk to my lawyer? So I say, yes. So I get her lawyer's number. A month later, it wasn't a week later, they file suit. It hits national news. So that's how synergy works. This nurse gives me info. I'm learning about it right as others learn about it because they're not allowed to get medical care because a corporation bought her blood 20 years ago. And now she tries to go get this other company to do it. It turns out they've already got her sequenced, coded in a computer. This is 25 years ago at least, 26, 7 years ago. 1996, whatever that is. So then I kind of get on this jag for a while. I probably do 15 shows over the next year about it. More lawsuits get filed in Texas. People find out. So the reason I start with this today, before all the other news, trying to stop World War III, now there it is, state secret baby blood stockpile must stop, lawsuit says. There it is. And there were more over the years. That's 2023. Print me all those guys. By the way, I didn't pre-plan this. I just decided to talk about this 10 minutes before I went on air because there's some other news I'm about to hit that's current that ties into this. I just want to give you a snapshot. And the crew's just topping what I'm saying and pulling, you know, even more stuff up. So that's how I rabbit hole stuff is. I start learning about something that's really interesting. They're telling you it's a blood test to make sure your baby doesn't. Well, they can do that locally. It's not a blood. They lie to you. It's a mandate from the state, all 50 states. It goes into a Pentagon database. And then 20 years later, your daughter's got a genetic disorder. They've got a therapy they can do that fixes it. And then the company that's doing it goes, sorry, in the database, we can't access your DNA. It's been patented and owned by, and then there were big court cases and federal courts did the right thing and said those companies actually can't do that. The point is they tried. Can you imagine what else they're doing with your blood? Now that's a small little piece, a little bitty piece of the jigsaw puzzle. That's a huge scandal alone. And it just goes on and on. And the nurses are overworked. The doctors are overworked. They're just following orders. They don't know all this stuff. They give a medical doctor MD in their long 8-year education less than a week on nutrition. Now doctors just do what the computer tells them 95% of the time. They're not even doctors. They're technicians now. There are a lot of good doctors who are still practicing medicine, but that's the real medicine, not this new corporate thing that now came in with poison shots that they knew erased your immune system and have killed upwards of 30 million people. That's insurance actuaries. That's congressional testimony. That happened on purpose to see if they get away with it. And now Pfizer's new big stock option and their new big boon is the exploding cancers that they just so happen to have drugs to treat. That they gave you. It's real simple. I was working out at a gym the other day, and the guy gave me his info, and I looked at him. He's like a main rep. I mean, a statewide rep for a big medical company. And he said, look, we're all awake. He goes, we don't need to be rocket scientists to see. They heavily invest in these new cancer drugs that are exactly treating the exact type of new cancers these shots cause. And they're literally expanding their business portfolio, giving people cancer, and then having the toxic treatment. And, of course, we already know that, too, but just, like, people get this. And he was saying there's a crisis inside the industry because people are like, oh, my God, we're pure evil. But they'll quit. They'll move on. They'll get a sociopath that'll do it. And, hell, some are worse than sociopaths. Some are psychotics who enjoy it. So I've got news out the yin-yang, and I'll hit it all, but I wanted to just start with this to give you a little example of how I go up on stage with Tucker Carlson, and I say, for at least 70 years, they've been cloning rabbits, humans, pigs, anything they want. They just kept it quiet. Then by the 90s, they admitted, oh, Dolly's the first one. Yeah, right. At least 30-something years, they've been creating animal-human cross hybrids. And they're not just growing them in test tubes in vitro. They're growing to full size. And that's in mainline literature from 30 years ago from the government and from the major research facilities. But you never see newscasts or reports or the creatures. And of course, the big thing is they admit is they can grow up a humanoid. Some of the bigger cows can have like a 60, 70 pound calf. So they create these humanoids that develop and grow fast in just, you know, the gestation time, depending on the studies I've seen, 6 to 8 months, and you get like a 60-pound humanoid that's got everything. It's got a brain, it's got lungs, heart, kidneys, liver, testicles, vagina, uterus, everything. And they just, and it's a human, but it's enough cow and that exact breed of cow. And a lot of times it's actually a cross clone with the very cow it's growing in. They can't just clone 100 bulls or 1,000 bulls of the same or 1,000 cows. They've got the cows that are genetically related to the humanoid growing in them, and then they take the humanoid out, they remove all the goodies, and then people are told, oh, you've got this high-quality organ. And you think, well, people would then test and know that that's a chimera, not pure human. No, they have them sign medical forms, just like they take your blood and don't tell you for 50 years, since 1974, an admitted declassified program, and keep it in database you and patent your DNA and sell it off. It's the same thing. Just like the Pentagon under Obama created the COVID virus and the COVID vaccine by 2016, they had it ready. Then they fence it with plausible deniability through Wuhan. Then they release it. Then the shot's the real poison. It was all prepared. Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, J&J were all told what to make. And even though the other two were virus vectors, not mRNA, they do the same thing, but with a virus, a chimpanzee virus, or in some of them a human virus. It's a chimpanzee genome in a virus, or a human genome in the virus, and your body just accepts it. It's pure human code with the added spike protein production command, pure cancer, just chimpanzee or a immortal cell line. The main ones they use is a black lady named Henrietta Lacks, and then they got a bunch of cell lines. The two that they admit to is he has like a name like BC789. I forget his. He's a white kid that was aborted at 8 months. They found out he has immortal cells. They just mean they keep replicating forever, and they can program them however they want. You put them on a table, they don't die, they just sit there. It's like undead stuff. And they call it the Lazarus gene. And then they program whatever they want, and they fire that into you. So you cannot make this up. Yeah, I mean, I forget the number. It's something like 80,000 tons of her cells have been made and injected into people. In real black lady. So if you're a new listener going, what the hell is this? This is a science fiction book. No, this isn't that. This is history. We're already in the future. It's far worse. The stuff I know about, people can't even deal with. Anything I say, you can go look up. All right? Now, the reason I've already spent 27 minutes on this, and I'll come back and talk about the rest of it, the key to it is they've had congressional testimonies that, oh, all the big PCR test companies took your DNA, and it was really about getting your DNA. And they sold it off to all these corporations and the Pentagon and the Communist Chinese. I told you at the time it's a DNA test because the intel was already given to us through whistleblowers in Wuhan, who I later had on air. You can look it up. Have the archivist do it. I told people 4 years ago, don't take the PCR test. It's a secret DNA database. And that's contact tracing. Your name is attached to it, to the test. You think that means whether you had the virus or not. They turned it up 35, 40 times where everybody was basically going to be positive. And now they've got your DNA, the skin cells and all of it out of your nostrils. And now they can create a race weapon just for you, or race-specific for a whole group of people, and they can then later say they own your genetics as all these genetic treatments they've got come out. But here's the problem. The genetic treatments kill a lot of people, but also do miraculous stuff, so they've got to be able to have everybody as a guinea pig in a database and test really deadly stuff on people, but out of pure research will come amazing discoveries of what actually works. So they don't just do it for your DNA. They don't just do it for genetic testing. They do it so they get life extension by testing on you while they also kill a bunch of people, set the precedent to kill a bunch of people, corrupt the medical system fully once they find out they were part of it, thinking the medical system will just cover it up and then be complicit and carry out more crimes because now they're captured. Just like a few pedophiles took over the Catholic Church the same way. They didn't bust the pedophiles. They covered it up so they could expand and finally took it over. Same thing, Boy Scouts. See how it works? We'll be right back.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to finish up on this rabbit hole just to try and get people to understand there's a breakaway civilization of corporations and government playing God. They've decided to get rid of us. They've got super advanced technology. They've already got cures to cancer, everything else. They can already extend life up to 150 years easily. And they've decided to not give us this, but actually test it all on us, kill us off, and normalize that. And I'm talking about this stuff 27 years ago, breaking it, and now it's all over the news as they normalize it. I'm going to finish up with this and then go into all the new breaking news. But overhead shot. California, this is CBS News. California can share your baby's DNA samples without permission. Oh, they don't call it a blood test now for diseases, do they? California can share your baby's DNA samples without permission, but new bill could force state to publicly reveal who they're giving it to. You see? That's CBS. America's hidden national DNA database. Oh, that broke 2 years ago. Wow. New York Times gets a Pulitzer Prize. Bill to shed light on newborn DNA storage in California quietly killed or gutted. CBS News. The creepy, unconstitutional government database of newborn babies' DNA. The Daily Beast this year. Oh, my God, they're so cutting edge. Civil rights group sues New Jersey to drop secret storage use of baby blood spots. It was never a blood test. Since the year I was born, 1974, every baby born in a major hospital had their blood stolen for an illegal damn database. Mom sues state over creepy baby blood database, Fox News. Bio News, baby's DNA secretly stored in NHS database. DNA for millions of newborn babies is secretly stored in NHS database. Now, why do I report that? I could really impress you that people only seem to care about something I predict before. Have the archivist find it. I did it 4 years ago. I said, do not take those damn PCR tests. I told Joe Rogan when he had me on his show. He said, sorry, it's the rules of Spotify, and you got to do it. I said, I'm not doing it. So they go, okay, we'll just act like we do. And they, I said, you're not getting my DNA. So the lady just goes and puts it. She goes, okay. Oh, you're clear. I go, yeah. I'm explaining it again. I could buy a metal detector at Academy Sporting Goods today because I bought one before. And you can, whether you're looking for silver or gold or steel, you set it to the metal you want and you turn up its sensitivity and you can aim it at the sky and turn it all the way up and it'll go and tell you you got gold or whatever you want. There's no gold in the sky. There's no silver in the air. There's no copper in the air. There's no bronze. There's no brass. There's no steel. There's no aluminum. You turned it up so it misfires. That's what they did. But that was only scam level one to create all the fear. They admit it's all fraud. That's been by the inventor of it. They got your DNA. And it wasn't just the Pentagon. It wasn't just Bill Gates' corporations. It wasn't just the UN. The Chinese communists were allowed to come in here, and they were the biggest collectors of it out of the companies. And I remember at the time, they had national news stories, Alex Jones and others claim it's a DNA database, damn conspiracy theorist. They were already doing it with other PCR tests for years, and I'll show you those articles. There's nothing more frustrating than knowing criminals are in control and only your naivete allows them to operate. Jim Jordan had testimony about it. How the communist Chinese and others and other corporations and companies did this in a free-for-all. China didn't take the mRNA shot that erases your immune system and primes you for another attack. No, all the Western countries did. And then they've got your DNA on top of it so they can tailor weapons. Remember what the Russians caught starting 10 years ago in eastern Ukraine? They caught U.S. NATO-funded labs claiming they were doing blood tests and stuff for the public, and they were bringing it to bio labs to, again, study how to kill Russians. Same thing. All confirmed. And they denied it for a few years, and then the head of the State Department operation against Russia, Victoria Nuland, went on TV at a congressional hearing and said, yeah, we're doing that. Want to see the clip? Just look it up. Victoria Nuland admits bioweapon labs in Ukraine. And you read the specifics? Race-specific bioweapons. I'm going to stop now. I kind of go on jag sometimes, but I have thousands of topics like this I could go down with you. I'll play the Jim Jordan clip in a minute, but here's some more. Oh, but the Pentagon, they're so sweet. The people that run it, the average troops are good people. But the Pentagon is what kills people and breaks things. It's the death machine, so it's on the hierarchy. It's the boss. And it runs the mad scientists and funds all the... What did Eisenhower, when he left office in 61, say? He said there's a technological elite in control of the military-industrial complex, and you need to beware it. But they never give you the first part about the technological elite in control of the military-industrial complex, and that you should beware that. It's just the military-industrial complex. And the left like that say, oh, the military, it's bad, but not who runs it. So remember this years ago? Oh, Pentagon leaders tell troops to stop using mail-in genealogy DNA kits because the communist Chinese and others are going to create specific weapons to kill them, Fox News. Pentagon warns military personnel against at-home DNA testing kits, New York Times. Here's another one. China wants your data and may already have it. Oh, NPR. China's quest for human genetics data spurs fears of a DNA arms race. So they let China come in here with 23andMe and all these scammers. And then the Pentagon's like, we're in a race. We've got to do it through the PCR test. And then let China collect too. Meanwhile, the Pentagon was way ahead of China with everybody born's DNA. Oh, look, they're ahead of us. Yeah, right, you invented it. Exclusive China gene firm providing worldwide COVID tests working with Chinese military. Reuters. Isn't that just sweetie cake? All right, I'm going to play the clip of Jim Jordan. I'm done on this, and I got so much I need to hit. But I just thought, you know, at least a couple times a week, I need to revisit big compendium stories that just kind of give people just to surface. You know, people are like, God, that was complex and a lot of crap. That was nothing. And I only know a little bit of what they're up to. And people can't even deal with all admitted facts. Not in Kansas anymore. And they're so advanced, the technology now, they can already cure everything. And what was their decision? Slowly kill everybody and test stuff on them. We'll use them up. Use them as guinea pigs and kill them. If you think they're going to let you go to the ball games and have fun and watch Netflix forever, that's just while they're taking over. They're going to kill you and your family and pose as your saviors while they do it. The decision's been made to murder everybody except a few 100,000 globalists. They say publicly they're going to keep 500 million around. That's so their minions think they're going to have a place in this. You ain't going to have a place. You don't turn something like this on and turn it off. The decision's been made. And are you going to sit there and suck your thumb and say, this is too scary, I can't admit this? Well, then you deserve what happens to you if you act like that. But here's the thing. I don't. And I don't give my approval. And I'm going to fight. And I'll tell you something else. God's watching. You can be as nihilistic as you want. But children deserve to be defended because they don't know what's going on. When they come of age, they can decide to be sloths and roll over and die. And that's fine. God hates cowards. But when they're children, we have a moral responsibility in front of the Almighty, creator of everything, to gut up and do the right thing. And for me, it's not even a hard choice. What a group of sickos that would do this to their own species. What a maggot-infested trash heap. We will defeat them. They are so jealous of the future. They are so greedy. And that and humanity's created so much incredible things, and they turn it all to evil. Yeah, and I love how almost all these 23andMe and all these families that do this, their kids are all committing suicide. They're all dying young. You don't want to serve Satan, man. That's the last guy you want to be cuddled up like a little chick under the wings of Satan. Oh, you're my Satan. You're going to kiss me. The God of failure, the God of betrayal, the God of disorder, the God of ugliness. Who the hell would want to worship that? Dumbasses, fools, people that have Stockholm syndrome and subconsciously and spiritually are scared of it, so they decide to roll over to it. See where that gets you. One thing my dad taught me when I was really young, when I'm walking through a neighborhood or something and a dog runs out and starts barking at you, the last thing you do is run, or it's going to bite you in the ass. You just turn around and be very calm. That really freaks them out. And if they keep coming, you say, get out of here. And if they really keep coming, it's real simple. You kick them under the mouth right when they come over. And if that doesn't work, there's plenty of stuff you can do. And I've only a few times had to beat the living shit out of a dog. One time a sheepdog wouldn't get off me, bit my hands up a little bit, but it did live. I thought I broke its neck, but it was tough. It had a little surgery, but the point is that if you think rolling over to these people and showing your ass to them like an ostrich is going to get you ahead in life, you're a dumb bastard. All I know is it feels good to fight on my feet. Sticking my head in the ground really feels bad. Feels good to get fired up and admit what we're facing. So let me play this last clip and I'll get into all the news. I'm tempted just to cancel the guests today. They're good. I asked them on. It's important. We already know they stayed January 6th, but I guess it's all kind of come out now. We got to just put a cherry on top, kind of put a bookend on it. That's what should we do now that it's all proven and admitted in Congress? Because I got so much other huge news here. But really, the technocracy all around us, the breakaway civilization right next to us, the upside-down world they built that's absorbing the real world now, because it's at odds with it. It wants to be the only world there is. Our fall, they believe, is their ascension. Isn't that really the only topic? Because everything else feeds into that. Oh, my God, Ford's listening to everything you do in your car. Yeah, for 15 years. What do you think the smartphones have been doing for 15 years? They even changed the Telecommunications Act to listen to you legally in it. So why are they acting like, oh, it's maybe illegal now? Because that's how they introduce it. Oh, God, we're listening to you. Oh, don't worry. We've got regulations. Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's a 50-year-old DNA database of all your blood. Well, we've got a bill that might tell you what we're doing with it. Oh, I'm sorry, that bill failed. Here's Jim Jordan. There's hours of the testimony, but here's this little snapshot as they're discovering, oh, my God, they've got our DNA. Oh, my God, the PCR test. Oh, my God, and the Chinese have got it. Oh, my God, this is an emergency. Oh, goodness gracious me. Here it is.
You mentioned something about human DNA and American going to China. So I didn't catch that. Could you fill me in?
So Dr. Asher talked about export controls for biotechnology, and I know he knows this as well or better than I do, but it's not just technology, but it's information, and our genetic information is actually critical. And I do assess that the Chinese have set up circumstances that they're doing a lot of our gene sequencing of Americans that are through normal labs or even through studies at the NIH. And they're doing that for a reason, and that genetic sequences are powerful. They know our vulnerabilities. It is the first step in devising a potentially ethnic weapon, as was discussed by Dr. Asher. And similarly, I don't know if it's still the case, but I believe it is, you're not going to see any genetic sequences of Chinese exported out of the country. That was a law. There's a reason for that. And when we talk about export of technology, export of our genetic information may be the most important key that we need to stop.
Well, I want to make sure I understand this. So American genetic information is going to China, the same China that Dr. Asher talked about is doing bioweapon research with this stuff, and you're saying that combination is a particular concern.
It is an absolutely huge concern from where I sit. And again, I've been out of the formal bioweapons defense part of the government for a period of time, but genetic information is very powerful, right? It decides who we are. It tells about our vulnerabilities, not only disease states, but potential for genetic weapons. And what I mean by that is there are variations in receptors and other things that vary by populations, and those can potentially be exploited so that a new pathogen would differentially target a race, a European ancestry versus someone else. And we are essentially just giving all that information to China in the context of what I do believe is an unprecedented and terrifying.
What's the rationale for giving that to China? I mean, I think that's a fundamental question we got to ask on all this. Why are we giving all this information to China?
So that's testimony yesterday. That's the former head of the FDA. And what he gave you was 70-year-old news. 70-year-old news about DNA and race-specific weapons, at least. So you think you're getting tomorrow's news today. You just got 70-year-old news with an update on China as an overlay. So that's 20-year-old news, 30-year-old news. But here you get tomorrow's news today. And I don't want to have a monopoly on that. I want everybody to get it. Get the crash course update. Like when you're in college, you're behind because you party too much and you go get the little cheat booklet because you can't read the whole book. You got to write an essay on tonight. So you read the cheat booklet. And I'm just like, hey, I got their whole blueprint. They've been quite public. They think you're dumb. They admit it all like you're idiots. And they are slowly putting stuff in the food and water and shots to kill us all, and it's happening. Maybe we could, like, not be for this? All right, I'm done. I mean, I've got like 20 more articles about mass deaths of kids, mass miscarriage, total death, millions dead, cancers exploding, total insanity, Harvard studies, John Hopkins, British Medical Journal, New England Medical Journal, just total death just today, total insanity, just mass murder everywhere. And it's just, oh, liberal, you know. It's a sudden unexpected infant death increases post-COVID shot, major study. I mean, it's just vomit everywhere. All right, I'm done talking about it. Oh, let's talk about how Kamala said she's going to legalize all the illegal aliens to vote. We got that clip. Trump, you're insane. We don't want illegals to vote. We want illegals to vote. They are voting. We're going to ban all fracking. Trump, you want to ban fracking? That's insane. I never said that. I'm going to ban all your semi-autos. You want to ban my semi-autos? You're a liar. That's crazy. I mean, it's cartoon-level bullshit. Oh, here's one. UN expects urgent UN United Nations to lay foundations for global governance of artificial intelligence using AI to control everything. We'll counter AI by one super AI that controls everything and bans you using AI. Like the UN says, we got the guns and you won't. Civilian firearm ownership threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. The year 2000, UNIDIR official UN report. Well, the only thing that's a lie in that is that it's legitimate for only the state to have weapons. But they said, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And now they say, no one can have AI but the global government. Because it's just a weapon. It's just a tool. Got that big report. Oh, a whole bunch. UN says global rules for AI are imperative. Five urgent needs for global governance. Oh, global government. Oh my gosh. New York Times, Washington Post. It's so liberal. Oh, God. But it doesn't exist. The ADL says, you're talking about world government. Oh, my God, you're a racist, and you should be put in prison. Meanwhile, there's everywhere. World government's going to control everything. Cashless society, track everything you do. Force injections, mass lockdowns, force quarantines. Brainwash your children to cut their genitals off. I mean, just psycho lunatic land out in the open, masquerading like it's good. And I sent you guys a clip of this. It's on my ex. They have UN officials up at the podium at the head UN just grab the whole pitcher of water and just start drinking it like they're just morons. I mean, there's just no etiquette, no nothing, just insane slobbering criminals, murdering, massing, just UN goes into the Congo and kills 10,000 villagers, mows them down to take their land to build a lithium mine. The New York Times even reports, yeah, the UN slaughtered 10,000. It's good for the earth. They made a carbon sink out of it. I mean, just bonkers. All right, I've got so much news on World War III and the economy and just masses of stuff. I didn't go into a 45-minute breakdown of the technocracy because I didn't have news. It was the opposite. I was sitting here thinking, I don't need to just sit here and tell you all the problems and all the symptoms. I need to tell you the disease, the technocracy, the eugenicists, the globalists that want the life assistance technology and have now got it and don't want us to have it, stealing the whole future from everybody. And if people get into what I'm into, which is happening, reality, knowing how the architecture really works, we can change it and defeat it and stop it together. And I'm not offering some utopia like the left does. I'm saying a lot better world that's pro-human, Team Humanity. And Elon Musk agreed we'll call it Team Humanity. There's been some buzz around that, but not enough. I think we need to announce our team, not just oppose the enemy, but announce what we stand for. All right, let me stop there. Massive guest coming up, breaking news, so much insanity. Wait till you hear this other stuff. I mean, American Psychological Association tells children, I have the report, asking questions and questioning anything is hateful and disinformation. Just like the New York Times. Asking questions is bad and racist. You know you're in a cult when they go, the number one rule is don't ask questions. So, this is all desperation by them, but let me throw this out. I want to thank the listeners. I fired the bat signal yesterday, and I explained that if you want to either keep InfoWars on the air or have us be able, with working with folks, launch something very quickly, if we don't get good buyers and we get shut down on November 13th is the due date, 48 days, 47 days, whatever it is, then you need to go to our sponsors that are supporting InfoWars in case that gets saved, but also backing new operations that are critical. So here's the bat signal. And we had a good support yesterday. Plus, you get great shirts and ball caps and spread the word that way. If we have another 15 days as good as yesterday, I won't have to sit here and beg you. But it's simple. You want me to stay on air in this critical time when we're reaching tens of millions a day? This is the place to put your money. Plus, you get great T-shirts. It's a no-brainer. Less than 1% ever go buy anything. We have a gigantic audience of tens of millions. I guess maybe another 0.5% decided to go get some stuff. Thank you. Will the rest of you go get incredible shirts? Because this isn't entertainment. You got to get out of that mindset. You're not watching a Netflix show or a comedy show. This is humans fighting for the future of our species that know what we're doing and are fearless and won't stop. But I need backing, and I will never give up. I will never sell out, but I could give out. You can have the best racehorse in the world, but if you don't feed it and give it water and take care of it, it's not going to be able to win the race. In fact, it's going to die. I'm in your hands. I'm asking for your help. I humbly ask you to take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And let me make this announcement. InfoWars has not had the money and the shutdown and the last CRO that was trying to cripple us and shut us down through money. He failed, but we're barely in the black. We don't have this best-selling original. This is the best-selling InfoWars shirt of all time. It's been out for over 15 years. Well, guess what? The folks at TheAlexJonesStore.com, right here in America, in Arkansas, are now making it with the big red InfoWars on a black shirt, or navy blue, with the InfoWars flag on the right shoulder, the American flag at InfoWars. And if InfoWars shuts down, this will be a collector's item. And if we don't, you'll know that you helped save it, because most of the money's going to InfoWars, but some is going to me to fight the legal battles that I still have to pay for and to launch the escape ship, which if the ship may sink, we've already got to get it in the water. We hope the main ship doesn't sink. We're now, or to use a Star Trek analogy, the Wrath of Khan, when Captain Kirk goes, Scotty, I need warp one in 5 minutes or we're all dead. I mean, it's real simple. And you'll see if you don't support. I mean, we won't explode out of the blocks if they shut this down if you don't flood us with support. If you flood us with support, we will explode out of the blocks even bigger. And there's a lot of other stuff going on, but I'm so busy on air. A lot of good stuff's happening, okay? But we need this at least as the backup. So go now to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go, go, go. This is history happening. Get incredible shirts that are delivered really fast at TheAlexJonesStore.com now, now, now. I want to thank you all for your support. And yes, InfoWarsStore.com, stuff that's in stocks, ready to ship. You'll get it very quickly. It's excellent. Vitamin Real Fusion, 40% off. We're trying to save the main ship, so it's important to help that. So I got a couple plants you got to water here. InfoWars and TheAlexJonesStore.com.
A lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine is literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life. They're being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
While America sleeps, it is under a blitzkrieg-level attack from within. As the CCP and the United Nations work in lockstep under the banner of the New World Order to collapse Western civilization before the citizens of the free world regain power and justice.
The committee has found that the CCP is waging a war without weapons against America. And the Biden-Harris administration has no government-wide strategy to combat CCP warfare. Unlike the first Cold War, the adversary is already within, having entrenched itself within U.S. borders, institutions, businesses, universities, and culture centers by capturing the elites and influential circles.
Oh, in my home state of New York, the deputy chief of staff to Governor Kathy Hochul was arrested on federal charges for acting as a secret agent of the Chinese government. Last year, several individuals were arrested on charges that they had helped to establish secret police stations. Dr. Thayer, can you elaborate on why the Chinese government would establish a secret police station in New York City?
And their purpose is to intimidate and coerce Chinese Americans, other members of the Chinese diaspora, for example. And why we tolerate such a violation of our sovereignty, I simply don't know.
If you do not control the borders, you are going to destroy our country. So now that, you know, they're sending the migrants into New York and stuff like that, so all of my super liberal friends, now they realize what a problem is.
I personally have no confidence that the FBI will rein in its own conduct. It is my opinion that the Bureau used reprisal and fear to control the workforce. I personally believe that there are no current effective checks and balances against them conducting lawless action with any type of correction in a legitimate time frame. I welcome the work of the IG, but I think any type of lawless action, there's no legitimate time frame to rein them back in.
Meanwhile, nuclear world war metastasizes while the New World Order actor puppet dictator Zelensky joins his fellow Democrat money laundering psychopath comrades to push Russian President Putin into a nuclear corner.
President Zelensky, during his U.S. visit, urges President Biden to approve the use of long-range Western missiles against Russia.
I know my answer. We cannot grow weary. We cannot look away. And we will not let up on our support for Ukraine.
There are some in my country who would instead force Ukraine to give up large parts of its sovereign territory, who would demand that Ukraine accept neutrality and would require Ukraine to forego security relationships with other nations. These proposals are the same of those of Putin.
Canada fully supports Ukraine using long-range weaponry to prevent and interdict Russia's continued ability to degrade Ukrainian civilian infrastructure and mostly to kill innocent civilians in their unjust war.
Of course, in the UK, we have this dreadful new Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, who is doing everything wrong culturally and economically in the UK. And abroad, he wants to escalate the war in Ukraine, or the war between Ukraine and Russia.
On September 13th, the world almost ended. Everybody watching this program almost died. I almost died. The world almost died. Why? Because if the insanity of the British government and those in NATO and some in the United States had manifested itself in giving Ukraine the green light to use Storm Shadow missiles against target inside Russia, Russia would have responded. Possibly not nuclear, but it would have eliminated Kiev as a modern functioning city, and it would have struck targets in the United Kingdom, in Europe, on the European continent, and in the United States. And then we would have probably responded doctrinally by using low-yield nuclear weapons in an effort to escalate, to de-escalate, to send a signal to Russia that you can't do this. And then Russia would have responded doctrinally by releasing the totality of its nuclear arsenal against the West, and then we would have responded, and we would have died. 72 minutes is all it takes for the total destruction of the planet. Do you understand you almost died this weekend? I'm not joking. It's not a joke. I'm not kidding. You almost died and you didn't even know it.
The global elites want a world war and they want it now. There is no clearer path for global domination that provides...
This bad boy is the number one seller at the alexjonesstore.com. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them and we know who they serve and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist controlled left from academia to the media is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing t-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Fund the operations. We fight the tyrants at point blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
The bullet hits the bone.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence.
All right, our guest joins us until the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to go into all of the economic news, the election news, the poll numbers, the insane desperation of the left and their brainwashing complex. The American Psychological Association has publicly put out a report saying they want to teach children that asking questions of the government or authority figures of the media is disinformation and bad. That's like the New York Times headlines and others. Asking questions is bad. You know you're in a cult when they're doing that. We've got the UN announcing world government to enforce AI control. We have video clips of that. It's just massive. Absolutely massive amounts of key intel and information. But I wanted to get Dr. Darren J. Beatty on. He's the former professor of political science at Duke University. He went on to serve in the White House as speechwriter and advisor to President Trump. He's now founder of Revolver.news, Darren J. Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-I-E, on X. And we had the DOJ Inspector General a few days ago, and we have other admissions, you know, coming out, and they're not going to put his report out until after the election, but they're now not even denying there were feds, but they won't get into it. We have all the other feds lying to Congress, saying that's not the case. But the bigger development is, we already know that, developing FBI letter to DHS IG confirms agency deleted J6 pipe bomb footage by early March 2022. And, of course, the evidence is overwhelming, and Dr. Beatty's been saying this for almost, you know, 3.5 years, that the pipe bomb's the key. You've got all the footage they were able to get. They didn't delete that. It's the cops. They know what's going on. They've got the guy there with them. And it was being used for some particular reason, which he's been surmising. And you've got Kamala right there in the building next to it. And that's all happening. Were they planning to set up a false flag? Who knows? But they're definitely covering up. And then we'll move out of that quickly in the limited time we have to talk about. You know, 2.5 months later, the attempted assassination of Trump in Butler, the new assassination attempt a few weeks ago in Palm Beach, and what his predictions are or what his dead reckoning is with 38 days out for the most important election in world history. Revolver.news is just a so key and absolutely indispensable place for really hardcore analysis and over-the-horizon news. Tomorrow's news today, Revolver.news. So, Doc, let's dive into J6 and those developments and the rest of it.
Absolutely. Great to be on with you, as always. And, yes, this January 6th pipe bomb investigation crossed a threshold several months ago with the unexpected release of Capitol Police footage showing the discovery of the pipe bomb at the DNC. And we've spoken about this several times. And for those who don't know, the footage essentially shows that the Secret Service, in this case, Kamala Harris's Secret Service, they were protecting Kamala, who was in the DNC building. It's very clear that they knew in advance that the bombs were fake. They had knowledge about those bombs in advance. People might ask, how do I know it was clear? Well, I invite you to go watch it for yourself, because the just cherry on top is when they allow a group of school children to cross the street and walk right by the bomb. This is the bomb that minutes later they go through the spectacle of having a bomb-safe robot dismantle, the same bomb that they let a group of kids walk by, and they themselves are standing by without a care in the world.
So third grade drama schools where, you know, the little kids put on Peter Pan do better acting than they did.
Exactly. And so this was several months ago. This is what helped to push the pipe bomb hoax, which is one of the two smoking guns of the Fed's erection hoax, into endgame territory. Ever since that footage came out, the momentum was there such that this can only lead one place, and it leads, in my view, to an ultimate resolution and exposure of what happened with the pipe bomb. And there have been subsequent reports about various types of Capitol Police footage. But now I think we're shifting into a different chapter of the endgame, and that is returning to the question of that original DNC footage. People might forget all of the footage that the FBI presented to the public to help catch this alleged pipe bomber. That footage comes not from the Capitol Police, but from the DNC itself. And for those who have been following our work for years, we had some groundbreaking pieces that definitively proved that the FBI was withholding critical footage from the DNC cameras and an overwhelmingly likelihood additionally tampered with the footage to degrade it and make it more difficult, next to impossible, to identify the person.
That's right. Just you called everything and broke it all months and months ago, and now the feds are having to admit, indeed, they erased and manipulated.
Right. So here's where we are now, and this is with this latest breakthrough, is that kind of two things happened at the same time. One is that I learned from a very trusted government source that there was a government agent from a different agency, not the FBI, who was researching or investigating an aspect of the J6 pipe bomb case. This person did not get to go to the FBI to look at any footage, from which we might conclude that the FBI deleted all footage. Instead, this person went to the DNC and evidently saw very clearly the pipe bomber planting the bomb. The fact that there was such a clear shot of this indicates that the DNC original footage was not degraded in the same way that the publicly available footage given to us via the FBI was actually degraded. Then the next day after we published this piece, groundbreaking story from Massey, who's been a great advocate in Congress, propelling our research to the next level through his power as a congressman, it turns out that the IG from the DHS, which was investigating aspects of this relevant to the Secret Service, wanted to see the footage as well. And this, as early as March of 2022, the FBI told them, we don't have any footage from the 6th. And neither, by the way, does the DNC. So one wonders, in March 2022, this is still very much an active investigation, FBI. How on earth do they not have any footage of that pipe bomb location from January 6th?
And let's go further. Then we notice the supposed pipe bomb they took photos of is identical to the FBI training pipe bombs they use.
That, I don't know. That's likely. That's very possible. And again, there's these interesting parallels with the assassination attempts on Trump. First of all, which is like still further catapulted the significance of this pipe bomb story into, I think, the biggest scandal and cover up in the country, because it involves so many characters who are relevant now for other reasons. Kamala Harris, to take one example, who is now the Democrat running for president. She was in that building when the pipe bomb was discovered and removed. For some reason, she covered up that fact vigorously for over a year. When it was finally leaked, it took a long time for her, and just recently, she begrudgingly, in passing way, acknowledged that she was in that building, but she really felt uncomfortable doing so, which is very bizarre, because you'd think Kamala Harris would want to milk the opportunity to say, hey, I almost lost my life to terrorism on January 6th. I came within 20 feet. This is in the IG report that her motorcade came within 20 feet of the bomb. Why isn't she saying that in every interview? After all, they've been trying to play up January 6th is this horrible event of domestic terror. They've been lying about things to support that false narrative. This is something they wouldn't even have to lie about. Kamala could say, look, I was in the building, the DNC building, when the pipe bomb was discovered. I almost lost my life to political violence. Even it out, given all these attempts against Trump's life. But whatever it is, it's so dark, it's so dirty, that instead of being the number one talking point on January 6th, which you'd expect, it's the most closely guarded secret, and Kamala simply won't talk about it. And as I mentioned, the surveillance footage from the Capitol Police recently released a few months ago showed that her Secret Service detail clearly knew somehow in advance that those bombs were fake. So there's that. There's the Secret Service angle. There are a lot of parallels. The incompetence, one incompetent thing, you could chalk it off to just people who don't know what they're doing. But when you get into 5, 6, 7 independent, incomprehensibly incompetent things, it starts to look like deliberate incompetence. It starts to look like something more nefarious. And you see that with the Secret Service's behavior with respect to these pipe bombs, letting a group of school children walk right by it and so forth. Missing the bomb, we have it on video. They had not one but two professional canine sweepers sweeping the area, and they managed to miss it when they were just within feet of it. And then all of a sudden, a plainclothes officer discovers it later, and 15 minutes after the first one was discovered. So these two pipe bombs are sitting out there in the open, undiscovered for over 16 hours, only to be independently discovered within a 15-minute window that perfectly overlaps with the Ray Epps.
Sure. So I don't mean to interrupt you, Dr. Beatty, but look, people can say, okay, we already know this. There is a problem. I have myself is that we already know something. We think it's old news. No, it's new that it's being confirmed. Your original analysis is dead on. And this is like a string on a sweater. You pull it out, the whole thing unravels. Right. And this adds a whole other level of the seriousness of what they were planning.
I just want to emphasize, Alex, that this is relevant now, not just because it's the smoking gun behind the Fed's erection, which has been used to weaponize the national security state up against Americans. It's relevant for more pressing and urgent regions because some of the key players in this pipe bomb story are none other than the Secret Service, more recently under suspicion given their dubious role in Butler and other assassination attempts against Trump, and none other than Kamala Harris, who, as I just pointed out, seems to be in on the cover-up because, against all seeming political interests, she studiously avoids acknowledging that she was in the building when you would think she would be milking this for all its worth.
No, I understand that. So the limited time we have, you predicted exactly what would transpire. What are you saying is coming next, or what should happen next? I want to shift gears in the election and the attempted assassinations of Trump and what you think is coming next there.
Well, I'm very disturbed by all these attempts, and I think not enough attention has been given to that latest attempt, maybe even not the latest, but the one in Long Island, New York. Now, this was something very bizarre because there was an explosive scare. Cops freaked out. They responded to it. And then all of a sudden, the media just clamped down on it. And the headline in the news was Elon Musk and Marjorie Taylor Greene fall for a disinformation scam and falsely reported that there were explosives. Then you read like 8, 9, 10 paragraphs down and you find the buried lead, which is insane. And that is, apparently there was some private individual at this location who was training his dog to sniff and detect explosives. So a private individual was conducting a training exercise involving explosives, and apparently there was a false detection event, and that triggered the law enforcement response. No further information about this. No further information about this bizarre individual and why he would be doing such an exercise at a location where the president, who just survived two assassination attempts, was to speak just hours later. No name for this guy. No word on whether he too had an intriguing travel history involving Ukraine and whatnot. Not a word about this. It just shut down. And the story from the media's perspective was Elon and Marjorie Taylor Greene promote a false story. That's how desperate they've been to cover this up. And so I'd love to know at least the name of this person, but again, it's very difficult to find. And the mainstream regime press is really studiously covering this up. It could be nothing, but I'd like to know who the guy was.
Well, I really respect your 35,000 foot view, not just your microscopic view when you zoom in on things, Dr. Beatty. Big picture, 38 days out. What I see on the ground, the numbers I see, Trump's going to win by the biggest landslide ever, except the fraud. So will he be able to override the fraud? And the system wants him dead because they believe he's going to win. You've got Zelensky actually meeting with him and talking about world peace. I think he's hedging his bets. 38 days is a lifetime in an election like this. But what is your dead reckoning?
Well, I think a lot of very powerful regime stakeholders stand to lose a lot if this seemingly endless and pointless war in Ukraine is not allowed to continue. And Trump has pledged, you know, he was asked in the debate, who do you want to win? And he said, I just want it to end. Because really, the only people winning, quote unquote, from the status quo are the corrupt defense contractors in the United States and the corrupt oligarchs in Ukraine. The Ukrainian people are not winning. They're dying by the hundreds of thousands. The Russians are not winning. The Russian soldiers are not winning. Nobody, America is not winning, certainly. American taxpayers, probably the biggest loser in all of this from America.
And by the way, the State Department, Pentagon both said that the last 2.5 years. They said, oh, we're winning because we're degrading the Russians. But really, it's degrading the Russians, the Ukrainians, and the American and European taxpayers.
They're plundering the American tax base just like they always do. And to add insult to injury, they're dumping a bunch of Haitians in these communities and say it's not enough to just plunder your tax resources and give endless $100 billion packages to defend some other country for dubious relation to national interest, let alone the flourishing of Americans. They have to rub it in and always add the insults to the injury by saying, oh, in addition, we're going to house illegal migrants in the 5-star hotels and we're going to dump Haitians in your communities. And, you know, so make sure your cat stays inside.
So do you agree with me that they wouldn't be trying to kill Trump with, you know, obvious CIA-connected foreign U.S. fighters in Ukraine who was written about in all these big publications how great he was even after he tried to kill Trump? They wrote stories about how he's a crusader and a great guy, just like CNN did about the guy that shot Scalise and tried to kill the rest of the Congress people and Senator Paul. I mean, their fingerprints are all over it, the stand-down, the cover-ups, the lies. That right there is the clearest indicator that they've done the numbers and don't believe they've got enough dead people and enough people that have moved out of district to overpower this. And you've got major states like North Carolina removing 700,000+ inactive voters off of the rolls. North Carolina removed 747,000 K from the voter rolls, citing ineligibility. Then you've got Wisconsin in stunning development. Absentee ballots are being mailed to inactive voters in Wisconsin for presidential election. But Texas took over 1 million+ off the rolls that were illegal aliens or dead people or folks out of district. That's happening in Nevada. I'm seeing some not full pushback on the fraud, but I'm seeing some mitigation. That with bigger turnout, because people aren't believing the Q crap that Trump's invincible this time, I see Trump victory, and that's why I think their only card's killing him, or a major cyber attack or something to try to cancel the election. What do you think, Doctor?
I think it's existential. And, you know, there are a variety of factors contributing to it, but I think a key factor is Ukraine policy specifically. I don't think it's an accident that the second golf course nut job clearly has some kind of Ukraine intel nexus. And you know how the U.S. deep state operates. They typically get nut jobs and various underworld type unstable figures to do their dirty work, whether it's a product of the deep state's relationship with various drug cartels, with various gun laundering cartels, with various rebel groups. One of the organizations that the U.S. government has been dealing with, sometimes covertly, sometimes admittedly, is the Azov group in Ukraine, with which this individual was affiliated. So it's pretty clear what's going on. And I'd just like to add how ridiculous it is, this latest narrative about Iran. It's not to say that Iran doesn't engage in nefarious actions against the United States, but to pretend like Iran is the driving force behind these assassination attempts, or that Iran stands to benefit most from this. And, you know, who are the people telling this? The same people who said that Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. These people are far more likely to be behind these attempts than anyone in Iran, it's, I think, fair to say. And so we all need to stay focused and stay vigilant. This is an existential election, and it's not my word for it. There are people who have decided on the other side that it's sufficiently existential that it has to go to that existential territory of assassination attempts. And so if there's anything that can indicate how important this is, how critical it is, it would be that. And as you say, this is not fantasy world. This is not in the bag. This is going to be very close no matter what. And we all need to act like this is going to be supremely close. We can't leave any margin. We have to win by a larger margin. We can't rest easy and simply assume that he's going to win in a landslide. It's not going to be a landslide. It's going to be very close if we get it at all. So we all need to stay focused as we go to the finish line.
And I want to be totally clear. I agree with you. The numbers are a real landslide, but because of all the fraud and scams, that's like a seawall to the populism. We've got to have an even bigger wave so some of it makes it over, and then it'll be close.
Exactly.
Well, look, I'm not saying this to the famous thing, I'm not bragging. I'm trying to explain to people that you can get the same understanding Dr. Beatty has that I have when you understand the globalist mindset and study this. I said on the 15th, it's on record, of July, I went, you know, they're going to blame Iran for this and then say the next assassination is Iran. They'll claim Iran has hit teams. That way they can rally the American people if Trump's killed, bomb Iran, kill two birds with one stone, and that Iran will activate its Hezbollah sleeper cells, and that crisis will be used for even greater control beyond what we saw with 9/11. I mean, one underwear bomber, you have body scanners forever. And that was obviously a staged event and came out. It was a firecracker, an M80 in his pants. And then we have body scanners forever, but the border's wide open. So they need this. And then they came out and said, indeed, Iran, Iran, Iran. It was a clear next move. And so surface-to-air missile, truck bomb, drone attack, anything, blame it on Iran. And that's just the story. And if you're not for blowing up Iran, well, you're for killing Trump. And then Trump's walked right into that and has been talking about, if I get killed, blow up Iran. I don't know what he's thinking. I love Trump on so many levels, but sometimes he does the dumbest crap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not only was that misguided, but he's inviting danger on himself. He's saying, if you successfully kill me, you're going to get the war that you want. Instead, he should be saying, if I'm killed, we need to give hundreds of billions of dollars to Iran and $100 billion to Russia and pledge to rebuild Nord Stream 2. That would actually maybe protect his life. But to say, oh, if I'm killed, we need to bomb Iran, which is what all of, you know, not all their different factions, but
he's putting his head in the noose and begging them to pull the trigger.
Yeah, it's very dangerous in addition to being mistaken. So I hope that we can move away from that narrative, which is how the intelligence community is sort of exploiting this at the narrative level in order to, as you point out, kill two birds with one stone. Just in the way they did with Russia, by saying, oh, Trump won because of Russia, so they go after their geopolitical ally and their greatest domestic threat, Trump, in one narrative. They're trying to do something analogous here, and we should all be very careful about
that. That's right. We're out of time. Darren J. Beatty, Revolver.News. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be right back with massive breaking news. Stay with us. Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products to fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The voice of resistance against tyranny. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Friday, September 27th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It's 12:33 Central Time. We're live. If you're watching this later on X or Infowars.com/show or man that video. All right. I have got a lot of news on every front with the globalist program rolling out on the economy, the election, the hurricane, Kamala and the open borders, and the scams they're running. I'm going to be getting into it all here and so much more I haven't mentioned, but but I really cannot overstate the danger we're all in and the major crossroad turning point, flashpoint, inflection point, fourth turning, political realignment, birth pains ahead of the singularity, moment of truth for humanity. I mean, there's just not words about how existential and real this is. You're living, I'm living, in the most dangerous, insane, wild time of change the planet that we know of has ever seen in our species. I mean, this is decision time. This is go hour. This is zero hour. This is D-Day. And it's so obvious that populism and nationalism and Christianity and common sense and capitalism and getting back to being open and true and decent and honoring truth-telling and honoring people that have long track records of being dependable, whether it's at the local level or national level, in private life, public life, government life. We've just gotten to where we just accept total corruption and wildness, and that's so dangerous. Now, I'm going to get into all this news and just blitz through it here in clips in a moment. But I first just want to point out that in the center of all of this, the best thing we've got is President Trump, who's far from perfect. None of us are. We're all sinners and fallen. He has an economic plan that'll turn this country and the world around. He has a plan to control the border and already did it once and stop the human trafficking, basically 99%. That's the numbers. But those are secondary, as big as they are. Bringing jobs back, cutting prices, energy, all of it. Trump legitimately did not have any major wars and stopped a bunch when he was in. And he's legitimately always said, mindless, stupid wars are idiotic and isn't how we should make money. And he's told the military-industrial complex, we'll increase your funding in a fast-growing economy. You can have all your weapons as a deterrent. Make your money and have such superiority, there won't be wars. And we're going to end all the proxy wars and funding of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and that's over. And that all came out that he tried to do it, cut it by 90% or so. The Pentagon would lie to him and still keep running it. He said, stop funding ISIS to attack the Syrians. They got caught still doing it. That's why they're so pissed. They would take executive orders he'd sign and throw them in the trash can and brag about it later. They just should all be in jail. Milley said, don't worry, Trump's not in control of the nukes. I am. That's a coup. He told the Chinese president that, the head general that. I mean, I can go on for 1,000 days with the stuff they've done. Trump wants 10,000 National Guard for Jan 6. Milley says, I'll resign if you do that. I'm against a police state. It's not a police state to have the National Guard in D.C. or something like that. When Antifa was promising all this terror, said they just infiltrated and posed as us. But in the center of that, Trump's saying previously, which side are you on in the Ukraine war? I'm on the side of peace and the stopping. And NATO not expanding in there, that's all that Russia wanted. And said NATO was there on the border attacking the Russians, initiating it. And now, yesterday when Zelensky gets up there and says, we want to end this, we want to have peace, we want to have a deal. Days after Trump says, if I get president-elect, I'll be able to talk to Zelensky and the Russians and end this before I even get in. Because he gets now, and not enough people are talking about this. And I don't say that as some exclusivity. Like, oh, isn't it good that we're the main people obsessed with the 76 days of hell, like I predicted the 79 days last general election cycle 4 years ago, that all the big craziness would happen during that period. So you think the next 38 days is going to be crazy? Everything points towards, in their own statements, the Democrats and deep state about civil war conditions and activating the leftist riot communist gangs, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the Islamic groups, all of it that they brought in while taking our rights in the name of countering them, that they've got all hell ready to break loose. Cyber attacks, power outages, false flag terror attacks, racial events to trigger rioting. They've said they're going to do it. They've already beta tested it with the Summer of Rage and other events in 2020. And anybody that's ever been in a really bad car wreck and had a chance to see it coming knows what I'm talking about. I've been in a couple, and both times the green light's turning green. You're going 55 miles an hour. In both cases, me, you know, city roads, but, you know, 55 miles an hour. And you didn't do your job. You're busy. You're distracted. I drive better when my kids are in the car. But me, I get busy. I'm thinking about something. Oh, green light. I'm not thinking. Now, I always look now because it's happened to me twice. Once when I was a teenager and once a few years ago. And you start going through the green light, and here comes a damn car going 65 miles an hour running the red light. And you go, and it goes, and you see the car, and you're rolling, and it's coming closer. And boom, it hits you. But it seems like 5 minutes in those few seconds, and then all of a sudden the car's spinning. Now, once I got hit really bad, the one a few years ago, I'm driving a Tahoe, and now I've gotten instinctive about driving. Oh, crap, I didn't look. Here comes the truck. Jam on the accelerator. And the Tahoe I had then was the fast one they got. So I jam it full power. There's no car in front of me close. Instant. No car. Boom. It would have T-boned me straight on and probably killed me right into the side door. But I jammed the accelerator on and it barely hit the back of the car and only knocked the bumper off partially. And I drove over, stopped, and, you know, did the stuff. Talked to the guy. Now, that's where we are. We're going through the green light. Ooh, crap. I don't know exactly how it's going to hit us, and maybe we can not get hit. But son of a bitch, folks, we're in that 2 seconds. It feels like an hour. And that's how I am every day. I don't know how to describe. I mean, we are in the intersection, and here's a car coming to T-bone us. I mean, they're going to pull hell on us. And that's why they wanted me off the air and others off the air ahead of this. So take every day we're on the air. Every day you can go on other shows and call into shows and spread shows like your life depends on raising the alarm. You are Paul Revere. And I'm going to explain this again to you. I'm not patting you on the head telling you're important because I want to make you feel important. You are everything. I've said it 1,000 times. You are not the tail. You are not the head. You are not the legs. You're not the back. You're not the heart. You're not the guts. You're not the eyes. You're not the ears. You're not the feet. You're not the liver. You're not the kidneys. You're not the spine. You're the whole dog. From the tip of the nose to the tip of the tail. From the top of the ears to the nails touching the ground. And when you call in, and I only make this point so you get it, and say, thank you, you're so great. I'm so great in an intersection about to get T-boned, trying to take evasive action. I don't have courage. It's self-preservation. What I'm doing is normal. It's not special. And because we're in this mindset that I'm fighting these psychotic demons is special. Well, it shouldn't be special. They couldn't pull this stuff off 50 years ago or 100 years ago. Nobody put up with this. But we've gotten comfortable as the incremental tyranny turns up, like the frog in the proverbial pot. And all I'm saying is, we better get our shit together. And I'm telling myself that. When I'm telling you what I think you ought to do, believe me, I got one finger pointed at you. I got three more pointed back at me. And I'm on air more. I'm working harder. I've got my act together. And I wasn't doing a bad job the last few years, but I kind of subconsciously got depressed about all the bad stuff happening and eating too much and drinking too much and not, you know, not just always kind of like my job's wake everybody up and then somebody else is going to do it. No, I'm in this position. God put me in this position. And I was already doing a pretty good job, but I've turned up the heat. I've got on my knees, not once or twice a day, but I'm getting on my knees 10 times a day. I'm praying when I drive home for 20 minutes in traffic the whole time. I'm asking God to energize me every break I'm praying. And I'm getting hit so hard by the Holy Spirit, I can literally almost puts me on the ground. And that's what we need. Because you're going to save the world and the people, but God's doing it through you. So I'm going to say it again. You're the whole shooting match. And you already know it. People finally get it. Whoa, this guy said this stuff 30 years ago. It all came true. And we hope the next thing he says doesn't come true. And you could turn on the news and they're announcing world government and your kids don't belong to you. And they're going to put you in quarantine camps and force inject you. And people are like, wait a minute. You can't hide out and have this pass over you. You can't let somebody else do this. This isn't 10 years out or 20 years out now. It's now. It's now. So that's where we are. And there's not words to describe it. You can see it. You don't. I mean, just we almost have a moment of silence. And our radio stations we're on don't like it because alarms go off when we're silent for more than 10 seconds. But I mean, sometimes silence is deafening, isn't it? Maybe just have a mental moment of silence here. Just like sit back and really look at what's going on. And then look at how wonderful your children are. Look at how beautiful the stars are and the trees and the moon and the wind and the leaves and just, and all the good things in life, all the enjoyment God's given you, all the fun, all the things you've been involved in, all the experiences, and just wow, how magic every moment is. I was hiking the other day and on the Greenbelt and I was watching people come by with their dogs and the trees and the birds and a frog hop by and the blue sky and the cool wind. And I was just thinking, look how interesting that person is that just walked by. They could be old. They could be young. They could be ugly. They could be handsome. They could be pretty. How cute and funny the dogs were. And just everything's like so fantastic and amazing. If you've never seen it before, if we were an alien that came here and looked at all this, how wild it all is. And God made all that. God gave you your heart and your mind and your guts and your blood. And they gave you your wife. God gave you your husband. They gave you your children. They gave you the flavor of that hamburger, the smell of the flowers, the taste of the warm coffee, the thrill of the fight, the thrill of the chase, the thrill of hard work, just all of it, just beauty and magic and strength and amazing. And what do they want to do? Lock you in a cage by yourself and brainwash you and make you feel all alone because they extract spiritual demonic power from cutting you off from God. The rejection of the enemy spiritually is the journey, is the victory. No matter if you're in a solitary confinement jail cell, you can transcend and God will give you the most beautiful visions you've ever imagined. But you're not in a jail cell yet, most of you. But they're trying to put you into one. They're trying to make the whole world one. They're trying to build it around you. And they're admitting they're doing it. And you have to recognize and look how ugly and miserable and stinking and stupid the bad people are. And say, I will not submit to you. And you're not going to beat them by yourself. But all of us through little actions and getting on our knees before God and asking God to lead God and direct us, you will. Now, but it's some big news here. Ladies and gentlemen, we stand, as I've said, at a decision point, a crossroads in civilization and history. And the enemies of human liberty and freedom, the enemies of Team Humanity, have determined in the last decade that InfoWars is critical to be destroyed if they are going to win and dominate humanity. And I accept the challenge and the responsibility, but I can't do any of this without you. So I ask you to count the cost and to look at the world around you and to say, what are you doing to fight tyranny? I'm sure you're doing a lot of things and that's good. And I would encourage whatever you're doing, keep it going. Many hands make light work. You don't have to beat it by yourself, but together with God working through us, we will. But there isn't anywhere in the fight against the globalists that you can do more than supporting President Trump and voting for President Trump and then supporting operations like InfoWars. And there are some other operations doing great jobs Elon Musk, Tucker Carlson, others, but they are not in the dire straits because we were attacked first, the most intensely, by the enemy that InfoWars is in. So, without getting into a long diatribe and explaining it all, and I've already done that, I just want to say this. The coordinates to either keep InfoWars on the air, and even if that gets taken over and shut down coming up on November 13th, I keep saying 16th, in the sale, if they get tyrants that buy it to shut it down, we already have a lot of options and a lot of things and a lot of plans that I'm not going to get into here on air for obvious strategic reasons. But I will say this. It is critical to these operations not being stifled or even hitting a speed bump or a hiccup during the critical time right after the election during the 76 days of hell to have to reconstitute and relaunch. So whether InfoWars continues or not, the backups are being done. And then those will just be absorbed in if InfoWars survives. If not, we continue. So I ask for your aid and comfort. I ask for your succor. I ask for your support. I ask for your aid in war for all of our futures at a critical juncture. You can't spend money and you can't spread the word and you can't pray. I say that humbly because it's the truth. For an organization that is on record more effective against the enemy or that the enemy hates more than this operation. And we try to make it easy. Go to thealexjonesstore.com, get the amazing 50-plus designer T-shirts that spread the word and help you meet like-minded people in the third dimension on the ground and fund this show or whatever comes after it. Now is go time. Now is the time to support. And that said, the T-shirts are made right here in America. They're designer, high-quality cloth, all of it. And they're on average like $33, $34. The ball caps are less. There's a lot of other little goodies and bracelets and bumper stickers and things that are just a few bucks. But if you want to really help us and have a memento of history and know that whether InfoWars survived or not, you were part of the new operation. Our most popular InfoWars shirt ever has not been made in a long time. It's now being made again at thealexjonesstore.com, a limited edition blazing red on navy blue, InfoWars, the American flag, and InfoWars.com on the right shoulder. It's $50 as a fundraiser to get extra money into the operation to meet the goals we need to be able to continue on one way or another and the legal battles I have to pay for in the process in the next few months to secure victory one way or the other. So it's go time. Get the Alex Jones InfoWars limited edition shirt now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's a limited edition. The other shirts cost a lot less because, quite frankly, after you pay for the shirts and then all the rest that goes into it, and then most of the money on the agreement goes into InfoWars, which is great. It needs some support. Part of the support goes to me so that I can fight the legal battles on multiple fronts and secure the future. And as you saw come out in court, I've been a good steward. All of the $9 million that was donated to me personally that I could have kept went into this operation. I bought personal software to be able to back up a little studio at my house, the same thing, $25,000 in it. Everything is a tool. Everything is a war. I just 99% of the money that comes in here is to fight the tyrants. That is a joy to do. That is a pleasure. It's ammunition in the info war. And it all came out. I was audited. I was harassed. Federal court put in auditors outside the IRS. Everything I said was true. And the New York Times said 2 months ago, turns out Alex Jones had meager assets and didn't really have anything. What did I tell you? And it'd be okay if I did, I'd have more money to fight. But we were effective because we brought in a lot of money. And at our peak, I was spending millions a month in advertising on Google and other places to push my show. And that's why with word of mouth and that, we were able to start reaching 40 million people a day conservatively when they started the censorship because I was pouring the money into the war. Now, I'm down to my last few chips. It's like a video game. You're winning the last level, fighting the last boss, but you're on one life, quarter power, one more hit, you're blown up. I use the Rathacon analogy. So I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I like that movie. Some of the 60s shows I like growing up as a kid. But the point is, it's all politically correct. But that movie, where the ship, you know, the big weapon's about to go off. They're going to get killed. They're trying to race away from the detonation of the Genesis Project. And Kirk says to Scotty, I need warp one in 5 minutes or we're all dead. And that's not really the case. I mean, there's a lot of stuff lined up. It takes a lot of time to deal with. A lot of big groups want to come in and launch stuff. I've got to go through that. I've got to make sure they're not going to control what I say. We've got backups. We've got to, but it takes time to set that up. The person I trust the most is me. And Alex Jones sitting on no money, basically, and not having money to, I have to personally go in and pay for so they don't take my name, which is preposterous, but they're trying, or the social media, if they shut down InfoWars, I have to be able to hold them off like I've been doing. They got Giuliani in a year. I've been fighting them 7 years. So, grace of God, you know, we're in the fight. But I've got to fight that and pay for the bankruptcy defense in the next few months, and it's conservatively $300,000. And you got to sell a lot of T-shirts when you're only getting a few bucks per T-shirt yourself to pay for that. So they're great T-shirts. You need them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a lot of folks are responding, and I don't want to belabor here, but I belabored yesterday, and we got big support. And it's nothing more frustrating than have to just cover this to survive. But that's what I'm doing. But they are great T-shirts. It's all there, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, the sponsor, my dad's company, based right here in Central Texas, DrJonesNaturals.com. Great nano silver products, great next level foundational energy, Kava Chill, Top Brain, Rocket Rest, Sleep Aid. You go there and like 70% of the stuff sold out because my dad's up against the wall. They've been attacking and going after him for 2 years. He spent basically everything he had on that. He put everything else he had in to get some stable products reordered and four new products that start coming in next week that are going to be great. So you go there and you're like, well, there's almost nothing here. Now we're up against the wall. So go get what's there. The stuff that's left's all great. Silver Bullet, Foundational Energy, Kava Chill. A lot of other stuff. There's still like more than a dozen items left. There was like 50 there before. And just get it, and then you'll see the stuff come back. It's like farmers. They got to have money to hold back to buy seed or save seed. DrJonesNaturals.com had to put everything in to get the next seeds to continue the cycle of funding our operation and my dad's operation funding us. So that's why you're like, well, there's almost nothing left here. It's all got, we didn't have the money to buy more stuff. He didn't have money to buy more stuff. So we are up against the wall here. So I won't have to do this every show. If more than 1% go, you know what? I think I'm going to stand up for the country and myself in the future and support people that are obviously the top enemy of the globalists. It's a no-brainer. And I'm going to get great products in the process. It's just, but I get it. Most people, this is just a show. This is not a show, people. This is the defense of the future of our species that's having a big effect on the enemy. So I want to thank those that understood this and bought the products and loved them. They've got like 4.7 star reviews. And I want to encourage those that haven't to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then InfoWars Store. Anything you order, even if we get shut down, it's all there. Won't be shut down for months. You know, if that's the case, because even if they sell it and bad guys get it, it'll take a few weeks, they say, to shut it down. So we're about 2 months out from shutdown. And so you'll get all your product at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Fusions back in stock for 40% off, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, I'm going to blitz news. Stay with us.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine's literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the Mavericks, they're the Trailblazers, they're the Outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the Outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight.
And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are back live, hour number three. Some stations don't carry this first five, so I'm going to hit a special reporter in a moment, but I want to tell you what's coming up. Trump calls for the arrest of Nancy Pelosi. I'll give you my take on that. More on the UN says global governments needed to protect us from AI. We've got Harris openly saying she wants illegal aliens to be able to vote. With an election looming, the U.S. is approving citizenship applications at the fastest speed in years. We've also got some good news on rooting out massive election fraud. We're going to have the American Psychological Association tells children that asking questions is disinformation. You're not supposed to do that. We've also got exclusive Democrats plan to replace Kamala with Biden. They're actually floating that. I don't know if that's going to happen. We've got huge news on the hurricane. Big news on the word migrant now being hate speech. I'm explaining how that works and so much more. But first, the enemy's coming after us.
I've been on air for 30-plus years. I started InfoWars 28 years ago. We've been in this building almost 16 years. And in the last 6 years, we've had the feds, the FBI, the CIA, it's all come out in court, run giant demonization operations against myself, my operation, and my crew.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Lawfare, rigged courts, judges finding me guilty, then holding show trials. All in an attempt to not just shut us down, but to demonize the idea of an American populist movement of information and peaceful resistance to their globalist agenda, 21 and global agenda 2030. Literal world government, total censorship, Internet of Things, carbon taxes, social credit score, forced injections, a dystopia. The WEF says officially the future is not human. No humans by 2047 will all be cyborgs. You'll own nothing. You'll like it. You'll eat the bugs. This is hell on earth. We are promoting freedom and liberty and transparency and security and God and country. So, many of you have seen the news everywhere. InfoWars is shut down to be sold November 13th at auction. It's over. It's shut down. No, ladies and gentlemen, I personally liquidated my assets. I own InfoWars. And so the feds, the Justice Department, can get involved in bankruptcies. They did. They came in, tried to find dirt on me, had private groups come in, accounting firms, made us pay for it, found that I told the truth about everything. So then they told the judge last week, we don't want it to go up for sale. We want it just shut down. We want it closed. And the Sandy Hook Democrat Party, you always hear the families, it's not families, it's the Democratic Party and the FBI on record. They said, we don't want money. We don't want a settlement. We want him shut down. They've said it in the news. They've said it at the courthouse. It's crazy. So now I see the headline, InfoWars be liquidated to pay the families. They're $1.5 billion or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the deep state. It is the system. It is the lawfare. It's out in the open. So just to be clear, the U.S. trustee that the judge fired a few months ago tried to shut us down outside of court order. The judge stopped that. Then a state court tried to liquidate us a few months ago and close the doors and padlock it. The same judge that ran the kangaroo court against me in the Sandy Hook trial here in Texas. The judge overrode that. And they basically said the only way now is for you to liquidate your assets, Chapter 7, and sell it to somebody else. So if patriots buy it, there's a lot of folks saying they are, and that they're the top bidder, then if I like the folks and they don't curtail my free speech, I will work for somebody else. That's how you do it when you have giant judgments anyways. So there's a good chance good people are going to buy it if the auction's open, free, and fair on November 13th. But regardless, I'm going to continue on the air one way or another, unless the globalists start World War III and trigger the internet kill switch and bring in their total censorship, which Hillary Clinton's calling for arresting Trump supporters for their, quote, speech. So the fact they're coming after me means they're coming after you. Trump always says that. They're not coming after me. They've got to get through me to get to you. That's totally true. So in closing, support InfoWars. You'll get your products. Things are in stock. It'll be months till we get shut down. If we do get shut down, that supports the operation. That's great. But also supporting the outside sponsors that are sponsors of InfoWars, but will hopefully go forward one way or another with a new operation, or with InfoWars is so critical. And through the sponsors, I'm able to get some support. I'm out of money. I've got to continue to pay for these legal battles, or they'll try to even take over my name and my social media. So I need support. Plus, you need to get our great products. Go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. 50-plus amazing Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, you name it. Thealexjonesstore.com. Go to our sponsor, DonnerJonesNaturals.com. Because regardless of what happens to InfoWars going forward, Donner Jones Naturals is there and the Alex Jones Store is there. So if you want to support your great products, take action now. It's do or die. I'm in your hands. I'm asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DonnerJonesNaturals.com. Please help us. Thanks for keeping us on air. God bless.
We'll join 300-plus radio stations in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWars MD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's start blitzing through news for the rest of the hour. It's also important where to start. Look, this audience knows this. They're targeting really uneducated, uninformed, politically illiterate people. And I don't think I know they miscalculated. So, Kamala, we have hundreds of clips calling for total open borders. Nobody should be illegal. Legalize everybody. Give illegal aliens everything free. The expensive citizens bankrupt the country. And then when Trump brings up a few weeks ago in the debate, she says, you're insane. I want strong borders. You want to take our semi-autos. No, I love guns. And why Tampon Tim loves to hunt. Just total BS. You want to ban fracking? No, I don't. We have all the clips for saying it. Her official policy. Well, now she's come out again on MSNBC and said she wants the 15 million illegals have a pathway to citizenship. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first, as I mentioned this last hour, but I want to play it again. This is Trump. He also said it with Zelensky. Those are longer clips on InfoWars. Hey, you know, what side are you on? I want the war to end. I'm on the side of peace. People stop dying. Wouldn't that be nice? And then Trump at the full clip goes on, oh, are you against that? Are you against that? But just that's enough, elect Trump. And we got basically peace with a few little hiccups under Trump. So we got major 170-degree course correction. It wasn't 180 because he couldn't get it all done, but 170, man, that's really trying. I don't want to hear talk. I want to see action. My dad's would always say, my grandfather, a little less talk, a little more action. To quote Elvis, actions speak louder than words. So we're here with words, putting things into action. First, there was the word. God spoke, and then there was the world. And he moved upon its face and created the waters, the air, and the land, and saw that it was good. Let's go ahead and get to that Trump clip. Here it is.
That Ukraine should turn over some of its own land to Russia in order to end the war?
We'll see what happens.
What's your message to the
Libby
tomorrow?
What happens. Let's get some peace. We need peace. We need to stop the death and destruction, don't you think? Wouldn't that be nice? Huh?
Do you have a problem?
He goes on, I've seen the full clip. Do you have a problem with peace? Guys, find me the full clip. I know I saw it. I sent you the short clip. It's my fault. I get confused on what's going on. I send them the stuff that I want to show, and then I go, that's the wrong clip I sent. It's not the whole clip. But it doesn't matter. Probably everybody else already saw it. Since I mentioned it, I'd like to play what I mentioned. Here's Kamala on legalizing illegal aliens to vote. Then I've got the proof they're already doing it. Here it is.
First of all, we do have a broken immigration system,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And if we take a step back, months ago, some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress came together with others, proposed a border security bill that would have put 1,500 new border agents on the border to help those hardworking border agents who are there right now working around the clock, would have put more money into stemming the flow of fentanyl, which is killing Americans around our country and devastating communities, would have put more resources into our ability to prosecute transnational criminal organizations, which in my career I've prosecuted. Donald Trump got word of the bill.
He's hired a guy right
there.
He was going
to fix a problem he wanted to run on and told him to kill the bill. Don't put it up for a vote. He killed a bill that would have actually been a solution because he wants to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem. And that's part of what needs to be addressed. And my pledge is that when elected president, if the American people will have me, I will bring that bill back and I will sign it into law. And we need a comprehensive plan that includes what we need to do to fortify not only our border, but deal with the fact that we also need to create pathways for people to earn citizenship. And I want.
I mean, I know most of the audience knows every bit of that's crap, and you could do a better job than I could describing it. But for new listeners and viewers, if you look at the graph Trump was showing from the DHSO numbers when he got shot in the ear in Butler, the graph, maybe we can pull up, just type in the graph Trump was showing when he got shot in Butler, it'll pull up. But here's Obama, record open borders, bringing people in, beefing up the border to process people. It explodes up. Then under Trump, it goes down to almost zero. And then it almost triples what even Obama did once the Biden puppet got in. So it goes way up under Obama, goes down to almost zero under Trump, and then shoots up, as you know, to all, I mean, it's like 20-something million. It's not 10 million or 15 million. It's probably 25 million now. Yeah, so there's the graph. So it ramps up under Obama. Trump gets in. He shuts it down. And then Biden gets in. So they introduced three different bills in the last few years. Even though Trump had the election stolen, wasn't in power, Trump said those are amnesty bills, which they are. She just said that. Her fortifying of the border is building it up to be a processing center to catapult like a turbocharger or a supercharger or an amplifier or a gun barrel to shoot illegal aliens into the country, including kidnapped kids like out of a cannon, like a minigun. So what it is a magnet to suck them up and then catapult them into the country. And then she sits there and goes, I'm a tough border czar. We need to fortify it by a path to citizenship. And that's what the three bills were, to legalize the illegals. And they immediately get congressional apportionment to get more congressional seats for Democrats in blue sectors and expand those cancers. And then they get the illegals signed up to vote everywhere publicly and say, oh, they're only voting local elections. Well, the local elections are almost all held except special elections on general elections and off-year elections. Every 4 years, and then every 2 years. So it's just pure crap. Like, you know, you want to ban fracking. No, I know. That's insane. You're crazy. Well, we got 50 clips of you saying it, your official policy. I mean, it's just, I know I keep repeating that. It's just the whoppers. You're crazy. I've never said I want to ban fracking. You're crazy. I never said I want to ban semi-autos. What are you smoking? You're crazy. And the moderators, that's right, she isn't for that. Trump's like, it'd be like if I was up at the debate wearing a navy blue shirt with a red InfoWars on it, and they said, you're wearing a navy blue shirt with red InfoWars. And I said, no, it's not. It's white with a pink InfoWars. You go, it's navy blue. And you go, no, it's not. Or overhead shot. It'd be like saying, I'm holding a yellow pen in my hand, and you get a shot of me. Well, that's actually green. Like, no, it's not. That's gaslighting, folks. That's brainwashing. No, that's a silver pen. That's not green. It's like, what? And I got too much news head. I'm sorry. I just get stuck on this. It's like, how does anybody support crap like this? She came out and said, I want price controls to fix the economy. Then she said, no, I don't, because that's communism. It never works. It collapses things you want control, though. It works for what they want. Then she came out, and I sent the clip to the crew 2 days ago, and I forgot to play it. But she gave this speech. I saw it live on CNN. And she's like, and we're going to stop price gouging with price controls. She did it again. And that's why they do it. It was big when she first said it a few months ago. She did it again on Wednesday, live, because it was after the show, like 2:30, I was eating my lunch. And I just sat there and watched her, and I went and told the crew, hey, get that clip. I'm sure they did. I forgot to play it the next day. And she just announced price controls again. And then notice, it wasn't, maybe somebody picked it up. Guys, type into X, because Google's totally rigged. X is a good search engine now. If you don't, people don't use it as that, but that's really what it is. One of its big, just type in, Kamala calls for price controls again. And I bet it comes up, the video clip. But she gave a speech 2 days ago, and she just announced price controls again. And then I didn't even see it anywhere. I'm just guessing. I bet somebody did. Harris talks economic plan. Price controls, if Americans can trust her. Scroll down. What's the date on that? I guess she know. This was a spell. God, she did it again. I didn't even know about this one. Get me that one. So yesterday, she did it on another show. I saw her. See where she gave a speech Wednesday. It was said live, so like 2:30 Central. She's given a speech and says it. So we already found one. Wow, well, get me that one. So see, why is that not a bigger deal? I didn't even know about that clip. So in the last 48 hours that I know of, she's called for price controls twice again, and I'm on the news cycle like flies on you-know-what or white on rice. And I hadn't seen that. So that means we're not making it a big issue. The damn witch just did it again. But see, that's how it works. The first time I freaked out and ran around like a chicken with my head cut off. The next time, a couple months later, I'm like, hey, guys, get that. I forget to make a big deal about it. That's why they do it. They wear you out. The first time you see a convicted pedophile at the school, unannounced, like in Denver, they didn't tell the parents, with kids bouncing on their crotch, you freak out, you go crazy. The 50th time, you're kind of like, God, these people are evil. But it's like they're desensitizing all of us. So, again, I'm not preaching at you. They did it to me. But the difference is I'm constantly realizing that. And then I intellectually, spiritually make the decision very coldly that I'm going to apply emotion now. See, emotion doesn't come first. It needs to come second. People say, do you come from a cold place or an emotional place? What should you come from? Well, you love your family, you love justice, you love truth. But you mathematically look at what's happening and what's best for society and the right thing to do, and then you add the emotion to it. It's like you see a car roll over. And you and three or four guys see it happen. You say, let's go get those people out of that car. You're intellectually make the right decision to do it. But when you get over to the big car, you're going to have to put some emotion into lifting that car off the child. Keep using car analogies here today. They just come to my head. I don't know if they're the best, but I'm sure you can think of better ones. I picked up a little something in shaking thousands of hands in Pennsylvania. A couple of the crew that went with me got fevers and aren't doing too well. I haven't gotten a fever because I take a lot of supplements, but I keep hacking. I apologize. I'm trying not to. I'm basically over it, but just became an irritant. Kind of a couple fire ants are sitting in my trachea, stinging me, and a couple up my nose, but it's all right. But I apologize for the sniffling and snorting and all the rest of it, but it goes with the territory, doesn't it? So, there's that. Now, let's move in to the rest of it. With an election looming, the U.S. is approving citizenship applications at the fastest speed in years. And that's being reported by AOL, AP, all of them. And people from 63 countries en masse being fast-tracked into citizenry. And I'm not against that, but except that it's all part of giving the right to vote, and it's being accelerated for the Democrats. U.S. speeds approval citizenship applications as election nears, L.A. Times. Elon Musk says George Soros just bought 200 radio stations. He's buying a propaganda machine to influence you more in how you think. Yeah. He won't get investigated by the government for that, but Elon is for buying X. Continuing, breaking in a stunning development, absentee ballots are being mailed to inclusive. Excuse me, I misread that. Breaking in a stunning development, absentee ballots are being mailed to inactive voters in Wisconsin for the presidential election. That's bad news. But it's only 2,000, so they're trying to cheat wherever they can. But look at this. For every article where they're moving the needle for cheating, I've got articles like this that are way better, with numbers way better. North Carolina, The Hill reports, removed 747,000 from voter rolls, citing ineligibility. They're dead, they're illegal, so they moved out of the state. Bingo. Very good news. So for every cheating I see, I'd say you got a dead reckoning, but it's 5-1. I mean, we're moving the needle on their ass. And so that's good work by folks. And I got to say, TPUSA, I've always liked Charlie Kirk, but I've seen the numbers and I've know what he's up to. And he's slaying it with TPUSA and the folks that are supporting that. So they're a big part of that. Because the old Republican establishment gets most of the money, and they just give it to themselves and run scams and want Trump to lose. But more and more of the money's not going to them, and it's going to folks that are kicking some ass. We're kicking ass, and I believe it's a good place for you to put your money here on freedom. You've got to bet on freedom and bet on the numbers that win. This isn't a crap game. It's actually for all the marbles. But also, TPUSA, they're just knocking out of the park. Now, I want to give you some good news here right now. I've got so many of these clips, I can't get to them all, but let's just play 5, 6, and 7. 11-year-old girl would rather vote for Trump. CNN reporter asks boy what he thinks about Kamala. And then let's go into a longer clip. An entire panel of black voters can't think of one good thing about Kamala, and they're getting this all over MSNBC, all over CNN. When they go out and randomly do pick panels, they can't find anybody that supports Kamala. And again, if they were going to do the gimmick of a black lady, there's plenty of smart black ladies out there. But see, they want a lady that's not black, who's a puppet, because everything they do is a fraud and a lie. Here are the clips back to back.
It'd be good for us to have a black woman as president for the first time in history.
Yeah.
But my vote's kind of still on Trump.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.
No, she is not presidential, and it will definitely come back to haunt people who vote for her. I think as long as people just don't really look for context in what they're saying or what she's saying, they'll just go along with it. They'll just go along. I was actually listening to a Tim Walz rally today. Just going for those applause moments and those stuff that will appeal to your emotions. But when in reality, they're just intellectually and emotionally manipulating you. So absolutely no, she's not presidential, and it will definitely come back to bite people.
Does anybody disagree with that?
I agree 1,000%.
Why do you agree?
I mean, I've listened to a bunch of interviews that she's done, and well, I think she's done maybe like 3 outside of the presidential debate, and you can tell, like, she doesn't know what to say. And it's like she's reading from a teleprompter. You can see her eyes. But that one was, she wasn't reading from a teleprompter. That's how you know she didn't know what to say. And that's how she had to get out of there on time. So, yeah, she says a whole bunch of nothing, man. So I definitely agree with Spaces said.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I agree as well. She never answers questions. I actually just sit there and watch. I observe her when she actually is on. When someone actually interviews her, she never answers questions. She give a bunch of word salad. She's not straightforward. If she wants to be presidential, she needs to be transparent about what her policies are. She needs to be transparent about what her plans are for the future. She just never answers questions. And the happenstance that she does, people just fall for it because they're emotional. They go off of, you know, she does the rah-rah thing, you know, try to get you with her emotions. She tries to get you with the fact that, you know, she has a family. I've heard her family story. I don't know how many times. That's what she starts off with. And she just doesn't answer questions. So to me, she is not presidential. Yes, it will come back to bite us in the future.
Let me ask you a question to follow up on that. Is there anything that you like about her?
Not a single thing.
No.
Hold on, wait. Before y'all answer, I want y'all to think about y'all answer before y'all say it.
In the pre-primary debates, as you know, over 2 years ago, and before that when she ran again, before, she got 1.9% in an index vote of all races. She got less than 1% with blacks. Black people, everybody, 98% of people don't like her. 99% of black people don't like her. You could not find a more dislikable person or a faker. I mean, the woman is torture to watch. I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, it's like, what the hell is this? She is not real. It'd be like if you ordered a hamburger from your favorite hamburger place, they brought you a plastic piece of plastic. You'd look at it, say, that's not a hamburger, it doesn't smell. I can tell it's plastic. What is this? And Trump's big old giant triple meat, cheese, onions, crispy fries and onion rings just came out of the fryer, man. You can see the grease dripping off of it. I cannot even believe we have to even do this. And they think we're so stupid that a woman that 98% of people don't like in the polls when she was up against 10 other Democrats. But again, that's the New World Order, folks. They want to feed you what you don't want. You want a nice salad with some tomatoes and onions and ranch. They want to give you cockroaches to eat. The WEF is funding with Bill Gates, wait for it, for school children. They're already doing it in Europe. Cockroach milk. It's not milk. It's cockroach juice. Now, why would they come up with cockroach juice? Because it's the grossest thing you could think of. Other than being with Kamala. That sounds about like having sex with a cockroach. And again, they're trying to condition you to put up. They're like, hey, we got something for you. By the way, you think I'm a joke? That's CNN. Drink up. Cockroach milk is the protein drink you didn't know you've been missing. Cockroach milk, a promising superfood. You're like, remember the New York Times headlines and others a few years ago? Is milk racist? You want a new one today? Zero Hedge. Migrant, now racist hate speech, says unelected language cop. The Intercept's reporting it. And the UN group wants you to stop using. So first, don't call them illegal aliens. Then don't call them aliens. Then don't call them illegal. Then don't call them foreigners. Now you're supposed to call them migrant. And now you don't call them migrant. You call them citizen, like she said and like Biden said, the minute they get here. And what did Obama say in 2016? He said, if you're here, you get to vote. And then they give them 3-4 times the benefits citizens would get if they can't work or disabled or don't want to work. They give them way more money. We've done the numbers. It's been in the news. If you're a homeless black person or white person or veteran or Hispanic in Springfield, Ohio, you get federal and local about $800 to $1,000 a month. Haitians, $3,000 federal, local $1,000, and that's just a start. $4,000 versus $800. Do you like getting screwed? I mean, these people want to screw you over. They want to hurt you. We'll be right back with huge economic news and political news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us at Real Alex Jones on X.
This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globalists to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing t-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com, fund the operations, we fight the tyrants at point blank range, and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to finish up with Kamala Harris and hit a bunch of wild economic news that's just telling you where things are going. But finishing up, I was just hitting on these UN-affiliated groups now and the media and the professors saying, oh, now the word migrant they told us to use, you're not supposed to use that word now, it's racist. Well, that dovetails with this article from InfoWars.com, links right to the announcement yesterday. American Psychological Association tells children that asking questions is a form of disinformation. They say if it's a school or mainstream media, do not ask questions, that's bad. And we see this more and more, you know, like the New York Times headlines. Why asking questions is a conspiracy theory. Why you shouldn't do that. Again, you know you're in a cult when that's happening. American Psychological Association's children's literature, disinformation can be spread just by asking a question. Wow. And here's the document, true or false. And it goes on saying asking true or false is not good. You need to do what you're told and take things at face value. Wow. You don't walk from something like that. You run. Imagine you walked on a used car dealership and you said, hey, what's the horsepower? Not going to tell you. How's this car? Not going to tell you. Where'd you buy it from? What's the history? Not going to tell you. Okay, well, what insurance comes with this? What options do I have if I bought it? Can you sell me an aftermarket policy? Not going to answer that. Okay, how much is it? It's $25,000. Well, can we get on your phone and look at the Kelley Blue Book? I like this car, but I like to get, you know, kind of the market. No, I'm not going to do that for you. The first time they said, I'm not going to tell you how old the car is, you'd say, is that a joke? They'd say, no. You'd say, all right, see you later. You'd walk off that lot right there. But no. And so Kamala comes out over a month ago and says, these corporations gouging people, we're going to lower prices by not letting them overcharge you. Now, our country is still so competitive, unless it's something like insurance or things that the government's got involved in that are oligopolies, that's groups that work to form monopolies, that most stuff's very competitive. Eggs, bacon, milk, lettuce, tomatoes, strawberries, cucumbers, anything. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of groups and people producing potatoes. There's hundreds of thousands of people, probably more. Look up how many Americans own cows. I mean, there's a lot of people that only have like 20 acres and they got five cows and they have a few babies a year and every few years they sell a couple cows and, you know, you get $5,000 or so. It's a little extra money to pay the property tax. I would guess, let me just randomly guess. I bet the number of people just randomly in the United States out of 350 million raising cows, type in the number of Americans raising cows. I bet it's 5 million. Just type it in. They'll have a Commerce Department number. I mean, we got an economist, Kirk Elliott. He's about to come on. You search into that. You're the economist. How many Americans raise cattle? Because even if you got five of them, that counts. I would imagine it's in the millions. So there's competition there. Now, if the meat packing's where they manipulate it and boost the price, that's where the oligopoly is. There's only five major packers, and only two of them do most of it. They're big Democrat donors, of course, as they keep that scam in place. But I'm digressing. Remember when energy prices doubled when Biden first got in because he set the policies for that and cut off drilling and the pipelines? It basically doubled, almost doubled. He said it's gas stations. Well, anybody that knows business, this is a fact, knows that most gas stations actually lose a little money. The good ones break even on the gas. They make the money on the convenience store inside and the car wash. There's almost nothing in it. I mean, most of the time, even under Trump, a gallon of filtered water was more than a gallon of gasoline. So you're getting gouged by the gas station that has nothing to do with that. That's a lie. But she wants price controls on gas stations. All right, less than 1% of Americans are involved in farming operations, which includes raising cows in agriculture. So 1% of 350 million. They're saying a few million. I don't think that's accurate. I've driven all over this country, Wisconsin, Texas, California. I mean, they don't know. Most people that own property have to get the exemption, the ag exemption, and they've got cows. Or they're raising bees or something to cut the taxes. That's not true. They probably don't even have accurate numbers, I would guess. We actually have numbers. About 5% of the public, the last numbers I saw, are somewhat self-sufficient with a large enough garden or farm and cows to be self-sufficient. It used to be like 45% during the Depression. But I digress. The point is there's competition there. There's a lot of people raising cows. But I'm digressing. The reason I'm hitting on this is she's back again saying that she's going to go after companies that are gouging you. It's the overprinting of money. It's the inflation. It's the quantitative easing that's doing all of it. That's every economist knows that. But she sits, that's not even debated. So I want to play a few clips of her reintroducing price controls again. And this time, she didn't last 2 days twice that I know of. It didn't really get any attention. That's a big deal that she just reintroduced that. And we'll go to Kirk Elliott and his take on this in the huge gold and silver news. Why the price of gold keeps climbing, AP, all these governments hoarding the living hell out of it, like India, breaking Intel, some of the biggest yet. We'll go to Kirk Elliott in a moment. First, play these clips back to back.
When I was Attorney General, I went after price-fixing schemes. And when I am president, I will continue that work to bring down prices. I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging, corporate landlords that unfairly raise rents on working families, and take on big pharma and cap the cost of prescription drugs for all Americans.
Prices are still high.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You said you want to take this on by going after those who engage in price gouging.
Yeah.
But as somebody who supports free markets, who's a capitalist, how do you go after price gouging without implementing price controls? Because once we get in this zone, people start to get worried and they say, I don't know what she stands for.
So just to be very frank, I am never going to apologize for going after companies and corporations that take advantage of the desperation of the American people. And as Attorney General, I saw this happen. In the midst of an emergency, whether it be an extreme weather event or even the pandemic, we saw it. Where those few companies, not the majority, not most, but those few companies that would take advantage of the desperation of people and jack up prices. Yeah, I'm going to go after them. Yes, I'm going to go after them. And that is part of a much more comprehensive plan on what we can do to bring down the cost of living, including housing, including the everyday needs of the American people.
All right. It would take an hour to unpack all the lies in that. She's baiting and switching a few cases in emergencies or hurricanes that happen, or big pharma gouging and trying to make us take their product, something that the Democrats ran and controlled, and just take the damn shot. You've got to take it. Hundreds of billions that Pfizer made. I mean, that's the biggest modern scam ever. They ran that. And then she's implying all the prices going up is because of a few things like that that they're heavily involved in. She's preying on people that are economically ignorant, but from everything I'm seeing, that's not working. So you're a great economist, Dr. Kirk Elliott. I want to get to all the huge stack of data and breaking news you sent that I asked you to come on about. People want to hear from you, but first, just responding to her relaunching the same crap that was basically unanimously repudiated, even by Democrat economists, what the hell is she doing?
Well, Alex, you're spot on. Price gouging, it's because the cost of everything for manufacturing is up. You know, it's not like companies are just making these excessive profits right now. Nobody's spending any money. When nobody spends any money, they're not going to make revenues. Well, why aren't they spending money? Because we've got inflation. It's not just on the retail level. There's inflation on the retail level because there's inflation on the wholesale level. The cost of goods of manufacturing are through the roof because of Bidenomics and Harris's stupid plan to put price caps on things. It's going to put companies out of business. And when companies go out of business, people aren't going to work. When they're not working, there's no sales tax revenues, property tax revenues, lowering income taxes. And the government's going to run out of money even quicker, Alex. So everybody knows that's an economist, even just everyday people know that's all right. If you put capital controls on things and price controls and companies are going to go out of business, that's not going to be good for the economy.
Well, you're right. And so her controllers aren't stupid. She is. They want that under the Great Reset plan to totally implode the economy and consolidate power and bring in a universal basic income and bring us onto the unified ledger, which I know we harp on, but that's the key to their whole plan. Explain that.
So the unified ledger is basically a packet of all of your titled assets, whether it's brokerage accounts, checking accounts, savings accounts, your house, if you have a title to it, right? It gets put into a packet. Then that unified ledger, that's what that's called. They have the ability, when it's all digitized, basically tokenized is the word, they can flip off the switch of ownership and change it to somebody else. They could change it to the government. They could change it to one of their cronies. They can do whatever they want with it. This is where when you start connecting the dots, Alex, that we've talked about for a year of, oh, your digital social profile, social credit score, your ideologically based testing based on the World Economic Forum. That's what that's all about. This big brother in your bank account all points to your ideology being able to divorce you from your money and them having the ability to control it now that there's a unified ledger. Well, nobody's going to want to buy off on something like that unless there's a crisis that's really bad. So, you know, if you look at the price gouging story that she talked about, right? So what is going to be one of the biggest inflationary things yet this year? Well, it happens on September 30th. So just a couple of days.
Yeah, right? Yeah, because I've interrupted. You came up with a huge roster. We'll go a little bit in the next hour. Jay Dyer understands we've got to cover all this. Go through the amazing stack of breaking intel you've got. Let's start with a port strike, 5 billion losses economy per day from the port alone, massive stimulus happening in China. Let's go through Federal Reserve and interest rates. I mean, you sent me let's get going. Let's move quick.
Okay, so the inflationary pressures are going to come from the port strike. So this port strike is not just like some people going on strike. This is every port from Maine to Texas. It's 41% of all the containers coming into America go through those ports. So why are these workers going on strike? Well, because they can't afford to live. Why can't they afford to live? Because we've got inflation, we've got higher taxation. We've got these interest rates and their debt that's soaring on every single level. So this story on Axios, this is what started it. Actually, Harrison Smith was the first that I heard it from on any kind of news network. And it's like, okay, this is incredible because this story is saying, oh, this is going to be bad for the Christmas shopping season because if nothing's coming in, like, then we're going to have a bad shopping season. It's like, what? I don't care about teddy bears and squeak toys and TVs. What about food? Right? So when they go on strike, and this is going to go through into 2025, according to these estimates, there's going to be nothing on the shelves. The produce that's in those containers is going to rot and spoil. Right? And so when you have nothing on the shelves and people still need it, this is economics 101, Alex. This is low supply, medium or high demand, it doesn't matter what the demand is, low supply is going to cause prices to go up. So now you've got the inflationary pressures because they're printing money like there's no tomorrow. We're going to have shortages of goods and the inflationary pressures are going to go through the ceiling. It's like, no wonder she's talking about price gouging again because they know what's coming from this International Longshoremen's Association strike.
And that's the great reset. They know as they cut resources off, people will struggle and strike, and that exacerbates the plan to create a society.
Absolutely. And this is not small. When it's 41% of all the containers coming into America, the estimated loss is $5 billion a day in economic
activity. This is beyond seismic.
It's beyond seismic. And this is something that like nobody was talking about a week ago. Until InfoWars brought it up and now everybody's talking about it, right? So this is incredible news and why she's probably bringing this up right now. Now, there's another inflationary pressure that's coming and this comes from China. So China just did the mother of all stimulus programs. I mean, we think we've had big stimulus programs at TARP and other things. This one is intensely bigger than that. So what did China do? China being the manufacturer of the world and the world isn't buying anything because of inflation everywhere, they're losing money hand over fist. So what did they just do? They basically said, all right, we're going to inject 500 billion yuan, half a trillion, that's half a trillion into the Chinese economy to try to bail it out. Oh, but they didn't stop there. They also lowered the reserve requirement of banks to try to get banks to lend out more money. It's like, oh, you're going to try to lend out more money when people don't have money to spend. It's not going to have the impact that they want. And they lowered interest rates on existing mortgages. All mortgages in China lowered them by 0.5%. They're trying to stimulate the economy. Now, this is massive inflationary pressures because it's not like China's small. China and the United States, the top two economies in the world, Well, what did America do? We lowered interest rates 50 basis points, right, in just last week. And so what does that signal? That doesn't signal a soft landing is coming, right? That signals, oof, we've got trouble. We have to avoid the R word. We have to avoid recession coming into an election season. I mean, even Bill Clinton, I'll quote him because he was dead on spot accurate on this. It's the economy, stupid. People vote with their wallets. So they're going to try to avoid a recession by lowering interest rates to stimulate buying. Now, Federal Reserve Governor Bowman was the only dissenter on this, Alex. And she said, no, we can't do this. This is going to signal that there is trouble in paradise. We can't do this. But yet they did it anyways because they picked, in their view, the lesser of two evils, which is let's create more inflation to try to avoid, you know, get rid of a recession. But by doing that, they're going to make the inflationary pressures even worse. It's like, oh, again, no wonder Kamala is talking about price gouging again. Everything that they're doing is going to bring more inflationary pressures. But Alex, this is, so being an economist, I look at this kind of stuff and what are the implications of this? Right. So normally to stimulate an economy, you lower interest rates because that will entice people to borrow, people to spend. When people spend, companies can earn more. They can hire more people. There's more people working, more spending. I mean, that's how it should work. However, we've got this problem where we're tapped out. We are tapped out as a country. People are living paycheck to paycheck all across America. I don't care if you lower interest rates to zero. It's not going to have the net effect of people saying, oh, interest rates are now zero. Let's spend money. They don't have money, Alex. So what they're going to do is increase the inflationary pressures by lowering interest rates without the net benefit of it really stimulating the economy.
And won't Chinese record stimulus spill over and accelerate inflation as well?
And that's exactly what's going to happen. When you've got the two largest economies in the world with inflationary pressures because of their stimulus and because of their lowering interest rates, and our interest rates aren't going to stop right now. Jerome Powell just said a couple of days ago, yeah, we're probably going to have another aggressive rate cut in December. Well, you and I have talked about how we were probably going to have one before the election, and then they might have one or two after that. But what's going to happen after that? Here's the policy implication. It's not going to impact the economy in a positive way because it's going to increase more inflation. So going into 2025, my projection is the Federal Reserve is going to say, ooh, look at this inflation that's persisting and the economy stinks. Nobody's spending any money. We better raise interest rates to slow down this inflation. So I think that's going to come in 2025. So what we're seeing is a temporary blip that's not going to have the impact that we want. Now, they're trying to avoid a hard landing. You hear these talking points. We have to have a soft landing. We're going to have a soft landing. What does that mean? Soft landing means they want to avoid a recession. That's all that that means. Well, whenever in the past, in 2009 and 2020, what happens when they actually lowered interest rates by 50 basis points on the first rate reduction? It went into a big recession because that signals that there's trouble in paradise. So what the Federal Reserve is doing is they're looking at these bogus, fake, phony job numbers, and they're saying, okay, that's doing pretty good. So let's just lower interest rates, try to stimulate the economy. And they're not looking at the inflation side of the equation. Alex, that's what's coming. That is what's
more
coming.
More inflation. Stop right there, because you're right. And they've been lying and saying it stabilizes. It's not. I want you to come back a little bit the next hour and get into all the other topics you sent me the tie-in to this. But bottom line, we just put articles up. The UN, all these big global banks are already operating on a unified ledger computer program. Their old Ponzi scheme's coming to an end. They're about to bring their new one in. They need crisis to do it. But let's talk about gold and silver before this hour ends and get back into the other news after that. Look at these headlines. India reports record gold imports in August. They're always a month behind. India rules out joining RCEP, accuses China of non-transparent trade practices. With gold at all-time highs, silver remains cheap. This is mainline news. AP, why the gold price keeps climbing? What is the price of gold today? Silver hits 12-year high, chasing gold's record-breaking rally. CNBC, why gold continues to hit record highs. When I keep Fox News, LA Times, gold pushes new records as India demand reignites. When I tell people, when you've been on for almost 12 months, I've known you for years, and seen you at World Net Daily and everywhere else, focus with the family, this is the time. This is the no-brainer the last few years. And obviously, I believe it's overwhelmingly evident with all this inflation that we've just begun to see this go. It is a no-brainer. So then you just find the most reputable gold and silver broker that sells it at wholesale. So it's right there and you know what you're getting. And then you've got the highest ratings. You're the biggest in silver. You'll be the biggest in gold when you move into that. Whatever they want, you've got it. So it's the no-brainer. It's the best decision. We've got the best company and sports broadcast at KPM.com/gold. When you go to that link, they know you support, and then they're able to even increase the advertising, get the best deals there. KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. They can do a free consultation, talk to you. They're ready to help you now. You can sell it back for no cost. For the sale, zero for reselling it. That is unprecedented. That is the best deal ever. And you guys are huge because you've got the best deal. That's why you're dominant. We're so blessed to have you. Tell them, I mean, it's like, again, handing out free ice water in the middle of the Sahara Desert. This, or oxygen tanks when you're diving. It's not even, I mean, I just feel so good about this. It's insane if people don't call you.
Yeah, I mean, so gold and silver move because of political chaos, uncertainty, turbulence, everything we've seen, which is why this isn't a new thing, right? You look at where silver was, for example, a few years ago, I mean, $11.91 an ounce. Today it's 32. You look at where it was just 4.5, 5 months ago, it was 22. It's up $10. It's up like over 40%, Alex, in just the last 5 months. So that has nothing to do with the Fed lowering interest rates last week or China doing their massive stimulus. But when China announced their stimulus, what did silver do the very next day?
Exploded.
It was up over 4%.
So let's stop there. Like I want to be very slow and explain this because you've got the actual numbers. Isn't it less than 1% of the citizens here own gold or silver? They're smarter overseas. They're a lot higher. There's not even enough silver if a couple more percent want to try to get it. That's why the globals don't even get it. They go to gold because they've got more of that. Explain to people that when the public finally figures it out, to me, supply and demand, that's when you see the true rocketing.
Yeah, because silver being a manufacturing-based metal, it's used in electronics and electric vehicles and solar and military applications. Boy, do we need that now? Yeah. So that causes silver to go up because it's purely supply and demand. So when we run out and depositories, COMEX depositories are running out around the globe, what's going to happen? The Sonys, the Samsungs, the Teslas, they're going to need it and they're going to start offering much.
They already admit a silver shortage. The mines can't keep up.
They can't keep up. They absolutely can't keep up. So we're on this cusp of this pendulum shifting moment where, yeah, silver's been doing great, but I think by the end of the year, we're going to see it at $50, $55 plus per ounce. And then going into next year, we could see it at triple digits because of the supply demand, supply chain shortages.
Well, our audience is smart, but, and I know you've got, and they're really getting it, and that's great. And that funds the broadcast and everything else. There's no sure thing except a relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay. And the love in your mother's eyes. But yeah. I mean, do I even need to tell people to call you? You've got the highest ratings. You've got the best deals. You want to get in on this before other people do. I only pitched up that I think's the best. Got a water filter we sell. It's the best, lowest price. Got the top storable food company because they've been around and people love them. They got the best prices, best quality. Anything I pitch is going to be the best because I treat you like I want to be treated. It's a no-brainer. Call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, or KEPM.com/gold. Get scheduled for a free consultation. You're insane if you don't. What more do you need to see? My God, catch the ship before it sails. Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Snow cones in hell here. I mean, getting silver and gold is a no-brainer. You just need to go to the right place, kpm.com/gold. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You heard Kirk. I mean, if you think gold up, you know, $10 in 5 months, that's just the initial launch. When a rocket gets going, it's slow at first. And so it's going, you know, just a few feet the first few seconds, then hundreds of feet the next second, then thousands of feet the next second, and then miles per second. I mean, it's going into the deal here. I mean, like Kirk said, we could be 90% off. You'll obviously still have huge gains. I mean, I think that's a no-brainer. I can't guarantee anything, but that's the surest bet there is. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then personally, give us your opinion on where silver and gold will be in 6 months. Kirk Elliott.
Well, I think by the end of the year, which is only like 3 months away, you'll probably see gold at $3,000 an ounce and silver at $50, $55.
And your projections have been lower than what's actually happened.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah, you've given me numbers that have been dead on, but you've been, you know, it's always good to, you know, underestimate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give some weird false expectation and get people's hopes up, right? But those are to me, legitimate numbers. Now, Kirk said, Kirk, how can that be legitimate? That's silver moving like 60% in the next 3.5 months. Yeah, I actually think that's very much in line with where it should go. And gold hitting 3,000. Now, you had mentioned it on the prior segment, India. That thing is massive, Alex. Massive. It's got a population that rivals China. And what did they just do? Why did gold demand just go through the ceiling in India? Well, it's because they lowered taxes on imports of gold from 15% to 6%. It's like, oh, my word. So now the demand for gold is shooting through the roof with one of the largest populations.
Actually the biggest. And that follows, as you predicted, China telling people bring in gold and incentivizing it. So, yeah, these countries are smart. They want gold.
They do. And they do gold because you can't back up a currency with silver. It's too cheap, right? It's like there's not enough of it. So they're doing it with gold. But here's the thing. In a bull market in gold, silver outperforms like almost every single time. So, yeah, these countries are buying up gold. And for those of us that own silver, so when silver outperforms and it's going to grow faster in gold, it's almost like this multiplier effect on our portfolio. And central banks are the cause of gold going up, where manufacturing demand and us as investors are the reason silver is going up. And so here's where we can actually do something similar that central banks around the world are doing to protect their backside and to grow and to thrive and to boom, right? And we get to do the same, and we're just participating in that.
Isn't it crazy? What's the actual percent of Americans that own silver and gold?
About 2% of America owns physical gold. I'm not talking about paper, not talking about ETF or certificates or something lame. 2% of America owns physical gold, and only about 0.9% owns physical silver.
Gosh, the people perish for lack of, the people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yeah, that's biblical truth and wisdom there. I mean, those are God's words that you're just repeating, right? So here's where, why do we think that this is going to happen? Because the inflationary pressures are going to persist. Now, you look at what's happening with the economy. Our savings rate right now is negative for the first time since 2020 and 2009. I mean, since 1946, it's happened three times. So we've got negative savings rate. Our basically capitalization at banks is at an all-time low. Their investments at banks are seven times worse than they were in 2009.
Hold on, stay there. 60 seconds, Kirk. I want to join some stations and finish up the breaking news. Stay with us. The Jade Hour is coming up.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, it's 2:06 Central Standard Time. Owen Schroyer's on in 54 minutes. The great Jay Dyer, who goes right off globalist documents, is about to really educate and bring us to the next level. There's so much news breaking in InfoWars. All I can say is you ought to go there. I mean, it is cuckoo time. And for every horrible event, there is a converse, or you say inverse, positive. That's Newtonian physics. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. You see it everywhere. Why should we all be morons and know what's going on but not act on it? And there's nothing I cover on air, nothing, that is more no-brainer than do not drink the tap water. I've told you this for decades, and the media's like, he's crazy. Tap water's good. It's full of glyphosate, full of thousands of chemicals. Most of the well water's contaminated. You can go out and get a high-quality gravity-fed filter or other systems and cut 99.999. It says non-detectable, meaning they can't even find it, but you're supposed to say, well, maybe there's something still, even though the spectrometer can't find it. And if you don't get a high-quality water filter from us, fine. Go out and look at the ratings and get one. 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities, according to the UN's own report, which I believe is accurate, because of lack of iodine in their diet. You don't have to buy our super high quality iodine. You can go get Himalayan salt. If it's got purple chips in it, it's got the atomic iodine. Okay? That's a no-brainer. Stuff like that. But then on the economic front, I didn't have a gold or silver sponsor for 12 years because using short sales and manipulation in the last 12 years, they manipulated it. They can't do that anymore because of all the factors we talk about. They're still trying to suppress it, but it's like holding a beach ball underwater that just gets bigger and bigger. They can't do it. And then you look at, a couple years ago, I was saying, you signed me back into silver and gold, and I went around and wasn't even thinking about Kirk Kelly, even though he was the biggest and best. I don't know what I was doing. But I was like, hey, it's time to get back into silver and gold. And if you look at what silver and gold's done the last few years, or almost the year we've been having Kirk on, it's hands down the best move there was by light years. And then as Kirk's predicted, it's just accelerating and going into its hyper launch phase, second stage, where the rocket's not going 100 miles an hour, it's going 15,000 miles an hour. So the acceleration phase is happening now, and it's just insane. So you need to call them, you need to do a consultation, you need to get silver. He'll sell you gold if you want it, but it's still performing incredibly, but silver's growing even faster. And he explains how at a certain point when gold goes into the hyperbolic, then you use the super profits from silver, the extra profit, to then go into gold, and you get free gold. You need to have the experts. They have computers. They have models. They've got it down to a science. He's an economist. He's the top silver broker in North America, probably in the world, because it's a 25-year overnight success story because they got the best deals. Go to KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. In closing, Kirk, because we got to jump out here and talk to you all day, but Jay Dyer's locked and loaded. I wanted to finish up the other stack you sent me quickly on in-game interest on U.S. debt, $1 trillion, and the other part of the stack we didn't get to. So, Kirk, take us through that.
Yeah, so we just talked about how we're out of savings in America. Negative. That means people don't have savings. They're digging into their home equity lines. They're using their basically available credit on their credit cards as savings. That's not a savings account. That's debt, right? So now debt on our national debt has surpassed $1 trillion for the first time ever. Bankruptcies are the second highest level in the last 14 years. Well, so much for Bidenomics, right? It's like, oh yeah, we're doing a great job. No, you're not. And these numbers are proving that. And so now with that news, consumer expectations are low. Now the consumer expectations are that their wages are not going to keep up with prices. And they see this negative outlook for America. So what is that going to do to people's psyche? Well, it's going to say, we're going to stop investing. We're going to stop spending. We don't know what the future looks like. That's going to be a massive slowdown for the economy. Well, you know, who sees this as coming? It's not just people that are watching your show, Alex. It's you've got companies that are now pulling back. Target, I'm not going to shed a tear over that woke company, right? But they're closing a ton of stores on the West Coast, like 9 of them that they just announced. Southwest Airlines is cutting like 300 flights out of Atlanta. They're not even going to fly to 15 cities anymore out of Atlanta. Well, why would they do that if the economy is growing and it's booming? No, companies are cutting back. They're cutting back. Even Disney, another woke company, just laid off like 300 people in California. I mean, people don't lay off if they're expecting.
They're closing 200 Pizza Huts.
Yeah. I mean, these aren't even expensive restaurants. These are like the middle class restaurants that families go to eat. And, you know, they should be, you know, I would think that the expensive restaurants are going to go out of business. No, we're seeing just mid-level restaurants starting to shut down because the economy is slowing down so much. So here's the bottom line, Alex. When the economy is slowing down and they're going to be forced to print their way out of it because we don't have the petrodollar anymore. The BRICS nations took that when they added most of the OPEC nations. Now we're going to print our way out of everything with zero demand for our currency. That's going to be massive inflation moving forward, which is why I think that these rate reductions that we're seeing aren't going to be long lived. Sometime in 2025, they start rising again to slow down the inflationary pressures, or we turn into Venezuela, or we turn into Argentina or Zimbabwe, where inflation just gets out of control really quickly when there's no international demand for your currency.
Well said, Kirk Elliott. Thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for keeping us on air. It takes money to stay on air and fight the globalists, and I appreciate the listeners. We try to bring them great products that empower them, make them money, secure them, and secure the info war. Kirk Elliott, KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Thank you so much.
You bet. We'll see you.
Folks like that are the place to go. All right. Jay Dyer is set to take over. I have so much other insane news here that I'm going to shoot a special report, a news update, just on this alone. I mean, I just got handed a whole bunch of other insane news. I mean, just look at a few of these, and the Jay Dyer takes over. Acting ICE director, 13,000 known murderers, 15,000 evicted rapists, 425,000 criminals have illegally entered the U.S. just in the last 3.5 years. Infowars.com. College students stabbed repeatedly on campus, an unprovoked attack. The suspect admits she came to class to hurt someone. It's all on Infowars.com. All right, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis, amazing researcher, amazing reporter, and best-selling author, jaysanalysis.com on YouTube, Jay Dyer. Jay Dyer takes over now.
Thank you, Alex. Today we're going to switch it up, do something a little bit different. I have with me here my library all around me. A lot of important texts from the global elite, as Alex mentioned earlier. My superpower is that I focus my mild autism onto reading these books over the years after Alex would mention them back in 2001, 2, 3. He would mention Brzezinski. He would mention Tragedy and Hope, Carol Quigley, people from British intelligence, people from the CIA writing their memoirs, their books. And so I went and collected all these and as much as I could find. And we've read through about 70 of these, I think, by now, and done a lot of talks and lectures. So we kind of take it to the next level. So today we're going to open it up. I want you to call in and give me your questions. If you want to disagree, maybe you challenge my position on this. Maybe you think that I have the incorrect understanding. Maybe Alex got it wrong. You want to offer your counterexample. The number is 877-789-2539. You call in. You give your question, your comment. You ask me what you want to know. Maybe you think Quigley got it wrong. Maybe you think Quigley got it right. Maybe you like Zbigniew Brzezinski. Maybe you're a super fan of Brzezinski. You have posters, T-shirts, coffee mugs of Brzezinski at home. Today is your opportunity to call in to set me straight. I do a lot of debates. I don't know if you've seen my stuff out there, debate of the top Muslims, the top atheists. Maybe you disagree. You want to call in and set me straight. Today is your opportunity. You can call in. You can set me straight. 877-789-2539. For those that want to call in, ask a question, offer a challenge. Again, I've got literally about 40 books over here next to me that we can work our way through. If you have a question, what did Brzezinski say? Why was he such a key figure? What about Klaus Schwab? I've got his books over here. Do you know the elite write everything they're going to do in their books? They tell you everything. Going back at least 100 years or perhaps even more, you can go back to the writings of H.G. Wells. You can go back to what Bertrand Russell wrote in his text. I've got all kinds of books over here that we can go in. We can have book day. We can have debate day. You decide today. It's your choice. 877-789-2539. If you want to set me straight, I hope there's somebody who disagrees. When I do, you know, open Twitter space debates, we do these often. They get a lot of views on YouTube, but I always bring people who disagree to the head of the line. So I don't know if there's anybody, maybe nobody disagrees. Everybody's on the same page now. There's nobody who denies this stuff anymore. But if you have some point of history that you contend with, you disagree with, I want to remind everybody too that you can head over to the InfoWars store and be sure and get 40% off the Nitric Boost, 25% off InfoWars MD, 40% off BrainForce Ultra. All those great products are available over there in the InfoWars store. Help keep Alex afloat. Let's pray for Alex, pray for InfoWars that they can weather through the storm, continue on with a good Patriot owner. Of course, we know that this is an attack to take down the very thing that would be the voice of exposing whatever they pull next. We know they're going to pull different tricks, different traps. We know they're going to try to steal the election. We know they're going to try to stage false flags. They're going to have World War III. They're going to collapse the economy. There's all kinds of cards in that Illuminati card deck, we could say, that they could pull to try to make sure that we don't get any hope, any resuscitation, any respite with a Trump election. Certainly, if you compare the campaigns, I was looking at Kamala's campaign the other day, her platform. If you look at the platform, it's kind of astounding. Most of the platform is just how Trump's bad. She has that on there about five different times, and she has this ridiculous number of capital gains percentages that keeps changing. I can't even keep up with it because it changes all the time. Well, it was 70%, and now it's 30%. Now it's a 25% capital gains. I mean, all of those numbers are actually enough to destroy the economy because that will put small business all the way down the tube. I mean, COVID really destroyed a lot of small businesses, consolidated for Amazon, for the big elite tech companies. And so what's remaining of the economy would only be further destroyed if you had to. I mean, how would that even work? It's just so preposterous. Like, how are you supposed to gauge and keep up with every asset that you have and its supposed gains since you bought it? It's just ludicrous. But I guess it would be something like France, right? That's the sort of the tax rate that they have in socialist countries like France. The number is 877-789-2539. If you want to call in and debate the history of the global elite, the history of the New World Order, what's their plan? What do you think the next stage is? Are they going to stage a cyber attack? Will we get the full cyber polygon? Are they going to ramp up the Middle Eastern conflict and the conflict with Russia and the Ukraine? Will this escalate into a bigger war? We already know that the economy is collapsing to begin with from the Federal Reserve itself being essentially a giant Ponzi scheme. So if we're never going to get out of this unless we fix that first and foremost. The economy is going to be destroyed for sure. I believe things like a return to gold or to Bitcoin are the ways out of this for individuals. I don't know, Trump's got some great ideas with Bitcoin and the U.S. government. That seems to be possibly the only way out of this. Maybe you disagree about Bitcoin. Maybe you think it's a scam. You want to debate me on Bitcoin? 877-789-2539 is the number to call in. Ask me a question. Give me a challenge. Hurt my feelings. This is your opportunity to put me to rest, to smash me, so they say, if you would like to do so. Other things that come to mind, the possibilities of what they could pull. we've seen in the past when countries collapse, it's not just from some specific thing like economics or war. Those things play key roles, but oftentimes countries can collapse through cultural warfare, through demographic war, through open borders, through demoralization of the existing population. I think that's overlooked because people think of warfare as purely kinetic. They don't think about fifth generational warfare, being in a state of war and you don't even realize it yet, that you're being attacked through all kinds of known and unknown ways and means. You're being attacked through the water supply and the toxic sludge that they add to the water for your teeth. You're being attacked through the big pharma apparatus that has run through the CIA, the Rockefeller, the CDC organizations, the entire COVID psyop. That's another layer and level of attack. You're being attacked on a biological gender level through the system going after your children, through public education, through brainwashing in the pop culture, through the music, the satanic music industry. That we just saw another key player, another mogul, who was probably really a frontispiece, right? P. Diddy going down. That was something we talked about for so many years. I remember being called a temple hat conspiracy theorist for about 15 years about the music industry. I was aware of the Hollywood stuff, maybe even a little bit longer than that. But, if you talked about the possibility of satanic imagery, ideology in the music industry, mind control, MKUltra, all of that was really seen for so long as just absolutely insane. You're just a total schizophrenic level person. No one should listen to you. And yet here we are once again, another mogul goes down for engaging in literally Epstein level stuff. I mean, and when it comes to the odd situations with Justin Bieber, why is P. Diddy having Bieber spending the night at his house for a weekend? I mean, this is like the next level of that. I mean, this is just crazy. And yet, what do we find? Oh, no, rap wasn't actually an organic street gangster-style movement. No, it was actually planned by MTV executives, high-level people together with social engineers to craft something completely ultimately fake and gay. All the original gangster rappers, except for maybe one or two, just happened to also come from really effeminate kind of village people boy bands. I mean, it was really kind of funny, like the stuff that they were actually involved in. And then suddenly they are rebranded as thugs and gangster rappers, showing us once again that rap is fake and gay. And it always was from its inception. So we'll take our first call here. Brad from Pennsylvania wants to talk about the elite and their plans for the future. Brad, what's on your mind?
Okay. I agree with what Alex has been saying. He's really been on target this last week or so because of everything that's coming down the pipe right now with all the you know, everything's coming to a head, so to speak. And I think that the elite's plan is they want to control everything. There's no question about it. All our freedoms now that we have or take for granted are going to be gone in the future if we don't fight with everything we've got.
Yes, Full Spectrum Dominance. That's a great book by F. William Engdahl, and he outlined the Pentagon plan from about 20, 25 years ago, which was all areas of life, full domination of every area of life on the part of the corporate elite. It's not ultimately the Pentagon per se, but it's the corporate elite and the banking elite that own the Pentagon. And so this is really, yeah, a fight for life and death. You have to oppose this. There's no other options. Like there is no, I'm going to fly away to some country and live on an island. The global order that's coming in is global. It's not going to, there will be no safe havens, no quarter. You have to fight.
Yeah, and all the books you've read and all, that's why Alex is so awesome to listen to and to just learn a lot of things from. You know, he talks fast, he thinks fast, and he throws a lot at everyone, which is what blows a lot of people's mind. But he's just pointing out what he's read, what they've, as you said, they write everything down. They've got, it's all there. You just have to research it. And it's so much over most people's heads, though, that, you know, it's hard to grasp it all. And it's really mind-boggling. So thanks for all you do to push this
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Brad. Appreciate that. Yeah, I remember vividly, you know, maybe 2003. I mean, Alex would mention these things like Anthony Sutton and Skull and Bones book. And I remember thinking, no, there's no way that there's a secret society where they actually said, you know, they're going to use a drug running and all this stuff to control things. And then sure enough, you go read Anthony Sutton's famous book on Skull and Bones. And this is where we get OSS and CIA from. And that's actually what Craig from Ohio wants to talk about next. Craig wants to talk about Anthony Sutton and the character of Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah, hey, Jay, and hey, everyone. So I think we can both agree that, like, you know, the Federal Reserve was set up in, you know, 1910, basically at Jekyll Island. And then 1913, it was enacted. And then we get World War One, which ended, you know, the Ottoman Empire. And then we roll into World War Two, right, where they do the big wealth and power transfer. FDR being in that position was no accident. Anthony Sutton does a great job of laying that out in the middle of his book about how all the background and all the things that tie to FDR. So we get out of World War II, the wealth and power transfers taking place from Germany, England, so forth, over to the U.S., right? Now they're able to rip off the world in the U.S. for the next 70 years, so fast forward to today. And here's my question. Everybody's so negative on the U.S. dollar, okay, and they've been negative since the 1980s, 1970s when we started deficit spending with Reagan, and, you know, Art Laffer and old man Bush, right, you know, they rolled this deficit spending out along with the ERISA Act, okay, which also prompted the stock market to rally. So really we've had a stock market rally for the last 45 years, you know, pretty much on deficit spending and some changes in enactment, and also, obviously, you know, the whole Silicon Valley and all that kind of stuff, right, the growth of all that. But here's my question. Everybody's so negative on the dollar, and the inflation is actually how the globalists rip everybody off, right? So that's what they've used as inflation. So I actually make the claim, right, and I use things called harmonics, right, to show that the dollar isn't as bad as everyone says, and I think we're actually ready to go deflationary, okay? That would mean the dollar goes up. That's to the benefit of the people, okay? And we could have a huge dollar rally out of this. That's the way we get a real new global currency. It's not by the dollar going down, because that's what they want. We get a dollar that rallies and blows everything out. It's going to cause turmoil around the whole world. But that's where we're headed, I believe. So, you know, I just want to throw that out there for people to think about that. And I'd love to get your thoughts on it, too, Jay. You know, I've asked a couple times if you'd come on my show, World HD, to talk about some of this stuff. But I'd love to get your thoughts on that, you know, on deflation and actually the work of God. Deflation is the work of God because it puts the power back in the hands of the people.
I think that's a noble goal. I think that's definitely something to shoot for. I appreciate that call, Craig. I don't know exactly what the answer will be and how they might go about doing that. Now, you said in your comment there that would actually be a basis for a world currency. Do you mean that the global elite would prop up the dollar, use deflation to make it strong again, and then that they would piggyback into a global currency from the dollar? Is that what you mean?
Well, so if we look at the U.S., right, we have – so if you look at the U.S. and you look at productivity per GDP, right, so we are like 85,000 in GDP per person. The next closest is in the 50s, like Japan, Germany, and so forth. You look at our assets, right, any accounting equation is assets equal liabilities plus owner's equity. We have a lot of debt, right, that they've created. That's how they've stolen from us. But the point is, there's still a lot of assets in the U.S., and a ton of it. That's why they're doing all this global climate change and all this other stuff to steal all the assets. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point there. Keep that in mind. Thank you so much, Craig. This is the Alex Jones Show. We will be right back after this break. Remember to head to the InfoWars store and support Alex by getting those products. We'll be right back.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public, and it also lets the globalists to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular, and if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's gonna save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing t-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at thealexjonesstore.com, fund the operations, we fight the tyrants at point blank range, and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now and don't let the left silence you. thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We are discussing what the plans of the global elite are. Do you disagree? Do you have a challenge? Do you have a question? I've got stacks and stacks of books next to me that we can prove positions that we believe in. Mark in Indiana is next up. He wants to talk about some of these books, in fact. What's on your mind, Mark?
Hello, Jay. This is Mark. I'm from Indiana. And what I would like to have would be a list of all these books that you guys, that Alex has read and all over the years, and you have read, so that we can kind of go hunt for them. You know, I've got an old bookstore here in town, and they got all kinds of books in there. I'm going to bet you I'll find two or three of them in there.
Oh, yeah.
And, but yet now, see, also, I can't read very good. And it's all I want to do is to sit and just read maybe a paragraph. And if for some reason or another, my brain just don't work after that. So I kind of, you know, my daughter's that way. She can sit and read a book in the day. And, you know, I can't do it. So I got to take my time or, get me one of them things that help you read and all. So that's kind of what I'm after. I just like to find some of these. I'll be 74 in December, and I'd like to at least be able to catalog some of this stuff back.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think I'm going to last much longer.
Well, you know what? I'm actually not a fast reader either. And one of the things I do is I take a lot of notes. So I actually use a lot of these sticky notes, and then I summarize the important part on an important page, and that actually helps me remember. So I'll give you a list of some of these books. You could look at something like Bertrand Russell's Impact of Science on Society. You could look at Bertrand Russell's book, The Scientific Outlook. You could look at H.G. Wells' book, The New World Order. You could look at H.G. Wells' other book, The Open Conspiracy, where he basically says everything. You could look at Edward Bernays' book, Propaganda. It's a classic when it comes to how we're controlled and how we're socially engineered via advertising. One of the most important is, of course, Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages. More recently, we've had key texts that have come out from the establishment, particularly Klaus and Davos. Fourth Industrial Revolution by Klaus Schwab is a key text. You could go into another one of the most important texts. There's two of these. This one is, of course, Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley. This is probably one of the most important up there with Brzezinski for sure. And then his other book that he wrote that's equally as important, Anglo-American Establishment by Carol Quigley. And to piggyback those two books is a more recent text that kind of follows along the same trend, but attaches it to the replacement plans that are going on in Europe and in America, how that was essentially engineered by the United Nations and the Fabian Socialists to get rid of the Western peoples. And that's the Milner-Fabian Conspiracy by Johan Ratio. We can't forget the Kissinger of France, Jacques Attali, and his book, Brief History of the Future, where he talks about transhumanism and the transhumanist takeover. And then the old book that he wrote many years ago when the Soviet Union had fallen, and he was put in charge of the Bank of Europe to essentially reconstruct the Soviet bloc countries into a neoliberal model and how it would become a new world order. And that's Jacques Attali's book, Millennium, again, that he wrote in 1991, and how the EU would be this system, this project that would help to solidify the burgeoning world government they thought and hoped at that time. So really all of these continental unions like the EU are really stepping stones to the future global world order that they want. Another key text that's more recent is not so much from the elite, but a critique, and that's Whitney Webb's book, One Nation Under Blackmail, particularly the Epstein Part 2. Volume is really good. And then there's other texts from the CIA, for example, about how they utilize and manipulate religion. The recent book by Michael Graziano, Errand into the Wilderness of Mirrors, Religion and the History of the CIA. So now there's many, many more. That's just a sampling of about 15 or 20. But that's a good place to get a start if you're interested. Now let's go to Digital Dave in Wisconsin. What's on your mind, Dave?
Hey, brother, God bless you. It's such a pleasure to speak with you in person. I religiously watch you, although I'm not a religious person. I am a faith-filled, Jesus-loving Christian, and the book of books is the Holy Bible and Scripture, because it's got it all in there. There are no falsehoods or things that haven't been realized will still be realized yet. So a little bit of background. I went to, like, I don't know, about 60 different elementary schools. My parents were career jazz musicians, and my dad went to a lot of parties, and he would come home kind of depressed. telling me some of the plans that these people have for mankind. And we're talking back in the mid-60s up through the late 60s, 70s. And so I didn't believe it. I poo-pooed it all. But you know what? Just like Alex Jones was right when I used to think, as we had our broadcast on Pushback Now and the Fusion Centers took us off air, took us off the web, talked to the radio station leadership that you can't have this guy talking about this stuff. You got to find him another job. Okay. Your recommendations to the prior caller were amazing. I don't have a lot of those. But in the ministry now, it's to talk about the things that are happening with what Alex and you report on that people just don't believe. Dude, I mean, it's incredible how dumbed down the populace is. Yeah. I mean, right. You've got little old ladies that just yell at you, calling you a conspiracy theorist. So some of the stuff that I've read, and this is, I'd love, if you could just pick one book, and I probably don't have the one you're going to pick. I don't know what it would be, but one book. Because I've been reading stuff, you know, like even fiction, like Fahrenheit 451. Some of Annie Jacobson stuff. William Cooper, Behold a Pale Horse. One of my favorites is The Final Report. It's on the bombing of the Alfred C. Murrah Building. Sketches it all out. I mean, it's all there. And then there are a couple of books, The Secret Society and Secrets of the Tomb, which kind of go through steps, which is a great beginner's type of book. But to read this stuff like Psychic Dictatorship or End the Fed, you know, when Ron Paul wrote End the Fed, people were thinking he was nuts. And now we're actually seeing it come to fruition. The Stork and the Plow by Ehrlich, and Daly, you know, Biology of Doom. I mean, I just got a bunch of books, and I just want what you would think would be a really good recommendation for me at whatever level I'm at. I don't know, somewhere in the middle. And for a super, super beginner, when you run into the person again and they say, hey, you know what? I checked that out. You were right. I can't believe it. You were right. That seems untrue. And, you know, of course I promote your broadcast and Alex's and ours. What do you say?
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. If I was to pick one or two, I would say the most easily accessible is probably, the 100 page book by H.G. Wells, New World Order. That's really easy to find, really easy to get a hold of, really easy to read. You could read it in one sitting. And he pretty much lays everything out. He wrote that in 1940. He was one of the key propagandizers of this New World Order establishment. He wrote a lot of fiction, science fiction, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with. And that did a lot more, that was a lot more effectual for propagandizing than the fact books, the history books that he wrote. That one's really clear. More recently, probably Klaus's book. I mean, this is pretty much lays everything out, even to the point of like, you know, weather modification, Skynet, GMOs, Internet of Things, all that's included in Klaus's book. And then somewhere in the middle of those, so during the Cold War, or maybe towards the waning of the Cold War, is Anglo-American Establishment by Quigley. So all of those books really kind of lay it all out in the most succinct and just undeniable way. Next, we'll go to Maury in Wisconsin. Maury, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jay. Yeah, I know you're a brilliant guy. Have you ever heard of the six Jesuits who survived the nuclear blast in Japan? They were ground zero. Have you ever heard that story?
No, I've read a lot of Jesuit historical stuff, but I don't know about that incident, no.
Well, they were praying the rosary, and they survived the nuclear blast, and they were like a mile away from ground zero, and they never got cancer, and they lived to be their 70s and 80s. And what it is, I'm Catholic, and I wish you would do some research on all these mystics that predicting what we're going through now as we might get close to nuclear war, and people have to start realizing that there's certain prayers and there's certain things that a person needs to do to protect his family. You have to kind of become holy, kind of. It's really hard to do. But I know someone like you could do the research on these mystics like Padre Pio. I know they're predicting 3 days of darkness, possibly, and the warning, the book The Warning. I don't know if you've seen that one. But
no.
I know when I pray, I definitely feel like you get this Jesus healing. And I just think that's what we're going to have to do to go to make it through this, because it's going to be a spiritual war.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, Mari. I will look into that incident. I'm not familiar with that. Yeah, I just try to – I'm Orthodox, so I'm not really interested in the Jesuit stuff. I try to stick to what the Orthodox prayers are. I think in the Roman Catholic world, there's a danger. I'm not attacking all Roman Catholics, but sometimes there's a danger of going and chasing after Marian apparitions and visions. And there was a good article written by an academic about, for example, the Bayside apparitions and how they were a Cold War psyop. It's called The Virgin and the Bomb. I would say take a look at that essay. Next up is Jeff in California. Jeff, he says, why did you choose Orthodoxy? What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Well, I had been around the world, seen some pretty horrific things, and I lived in Palestine for some time. And I've never been religious, but I know there is evil. I've seen it in ways I don't want to get into now, but I've seen horrific things. And when I was in Jerusalem, I went there, and people I was with would say, oh, they'd feel spirit, they'd feel holy, they'd feel this and that, they'd feel nothing. Yet I know that there is a war of good and evil, and I was just curious as to how you came to your choice in Orthodoxy, because I want to go somewhere where there's some guidance, where I could have some understanding and not a blind faith, and maybe I don't even understand what that means. So I was wondering if you'd comment on it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I just began to read church history quite a bit. I read the post-apostolic church fathers like Ignatius and Clement and Irenaeus, Justin Martyr, and what I found was that, you know, they were teaching a kind of Christianity that was not Protestant for sure. For a long time, I was Catholic, so I thought, well, maybe that's where it's at. But then I saw the corruption of the papacy and the contradictions of pre and post Vatican II theology. So I ended up in Orthodoxy for those kinds of reasons, a lot of book reasons, historical reasons. So, you know, I would say if you're Protestant, you know, check out a book like, Rock and Sand by Father Josiah Trenum or something like that. Also, my red book that I did has a lot of, essays on that. So about 300 pages in this book that I wrote at my website cover that topic. Next up is Dan in Missouri. He wants to talk about Revelation 3:9, the synagogue of Satan.
I just wanted to run through Revelation 3:9, where people pretend to be Jewish but are not, or the synagogue of Satan, so it says. Then I wanted to run through General Giap's book of how he defeated the Americans in Vietnam, and a book called Imperial Cruise by a Mr. Bradley, who claimed that World War II was instigated 4 years in advance.
What was the second book? I didn't hear what you said the second book.
The second book was Imperial Cruise by a Mr. Bradley, and his dad was on top of Mount Suribachi at Iwo Jima, and he backtracked how his dad got there 40 years in advance by Alice Roosevelt and some others going to the Orient on a cruise about 1905, and basically how they set up World War II prior to it happening.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot of, there's a British intelligence guy named James Rusbridger, and he wrote a book about the Pearl Harbor event being intentionally allowed to happen. So that, according to him, suggests maybe what you're talking about, that they did want that. Quigley says the banking elite wanted World War II to happen. So wouldn't surprise me. Next up is, thank you for those book recommendations there, Aaron in Ohio. What's up, Aaron?
Good talking to you, buddy.
Sorry. I thought you were just listening to books. Did you have something else you want to say?
Yeah, I just got a quick question. Do you make 80s techno music and post it on the Prime Thanatos?
I heard 80s techno music, and then that's all I heard. What'd you say?
Do you produce 80s techno music and put it on the Brian Santos on YouTube?
I don't know. I still can't say tell what you're saying about YouTube. I do my own cringecore music. I don't know what you mean by putting it somewhere.
On YouTube, do you put it on YouTube?
I do, yes.
Okay, is it on the Prime Santos?
Prime Santos, no idea what that is.
Oh, okay, I thought I saw one of your posts on there once. But all right, that's it. Love your work. Shout out to the Rumble chat.
Appreciate it, Aaron. Yeah, and by the way, if you want to see me perform some of that cringe music live, you can head on over to Bohemian Grove. The link, it will be at the top of my Twitter. I'll be performing there some of my ridiculous music, so-called. And you can get tickets October 25 and 26 in Summerfield, Florida. Let's see. Marcus in Texas. What's up, man?
On Big J. What's going on, Big J?
Alex Jones Show, what's on your mind?
I want to let you guys know about the most important what is going to happen that I think we could talk about right now, and that's the solar flash. The solar flash is just a term that I'm using, but it's in the Mahabharata, the Bhagavad Gita, all of these. I mean, even the Bible talks about something similar, but it's just the idea that space is going to increase in density and heat and what have you, and it's going to cause a solar flash. David
space?
Wilcox.
Did you say space?
Just in space in general, there is.
Well, but bro, space is fake and gay. So how's that going to happen?
What'd you say? Space is
space
what?
Is fake and gay. It's got, if space has got to be real and straight for that to happen.
Yes,
and so you're just
yes,
assuming.
Well, I mean, it's fears.
I'm kidding.
I know. I totally understand that you're joking. I am just so scared that I'm not going to get this information out there and I won't be able to get David Wilcox on y'all's show. I don't care if you just go look at David Wilcox yourself, but somebody at InfoWars, if you had Billy Carson on, right, and you got Jay Dyer on,
okay,
this guy and Jay Dyer and Billy Carson would unlock people's minds like it's like a triple threat. He's like a mathy guy that talks about all of the geometry and the fact that Dr. Harold Aspen.
Bro, I've worn David Wilcox pants. My crotch has been in the same place as his crotch. So I know what you're talking about.
Thank God. Okay, so get him on the show. He needs to be on the show. He constantly talks about, I don't know if Alex likes me, but I mean, I go on it. I'm like, oh my God, David.
All right, get on the show. Yeah. Thank you, Marcus. I'm not a huge David Wilcox fan, personally, but that is a true story. When I was filming my TV show at Gaia, Hollywood Decoded, I showed up one day with the wrong color suit, and I couldn't go back to the hotel, and so I had to go into the wardrobe of David Wilcox, which is all these like silvery spacesuits. So one day I wore a silvery spacesuit, so I literally became one with David Wilcox. Kelly in Colorado disagrees. She wants to set me straight. What's up, Kelly?
I think it's more of a challenge. I love you, man. Been watching you since you've been on Alex, and I've been listening to Alex for about 20 years. I think we have more of a closer to home problem, and I think we should all be running around with our hair on fire. Then we can start looking at the other things that you're talking about. I think you and Alex have a little bit of a maybe Achilles heel or a blind spot. AIPAC runs pretty much everything in our House and our Senate. I mean, Rep. Massey confirmed this on Tucker Carlson. I think everybody knows that already. I mean, Israel is the only country that is allowed to interfere with anything. I mean, if it was any other country, people would be getting arrested. Just one other thing, you know, Jerusalem Times even wrote that Biden put 20, quote, Jews, unquote, in his cabinet, and many of those people are dual citizens. So we're being run by Israel. Mossad is hooked up with MI6, as you know, and the CIA. If we can maybe get that yoke off of us, then we can talk about some of these other things like Davos, Bilderberg, and whatnot. But I think the most urgent problem, and like I said, everybody should be screaming, is that our government is being run by another country, and it's a fact. So why aren't we, why does anybody focus on that first, and then we can talk about these other things? Do you have a comment on that?
Well, I mean, what I do personally is I cover more hot button topics for my personal audience, because we've all learned, I think, who speak on this in the public realm, that a lot of things are censored, and we kind of figure out, we kind of know what things you can and can't say. So, you know, I try to talk about that kind of stuff where you can talk about that kind of stuff. So you have to navigate this stuff the best you can, work with it the best you can.
I agree totally. And what I would love Alex to do, and I've always tried to talk to him about this, but I would love him to, like, maybe once a week say, hey, guys, I can't afford to be taken down any more than I am, but do your own research about what's going on with that particular country. If he could just let his audience know, because a lot of people, and I don't think this, but a lot of people think he's either compromised or he's getting paid off. And I believe it's more about what you
well,
just
I, well, I've heard Alex say that very, pretty much that very thing many, many times. But anyway, yeah, thank you for that, Dan. Appreciate that. Something to think about. Next, we'll go to James in Chicago. He also disagrees. I like to let the people who disagree come up to the front of the line. James, what do you disagree with? What do you want to set me straight on?
Yeah. I would like to know, why are you on InfoWars? That is the biggest disagreement I have about you, man. Does Alex Jones have some kind of blackmail on you? He
yes,
is the
yes.
biggest as a Nazi Khazar Jew ever. And he is so fake. And and why are you even on his broadcast, man? Do you need him for some reason?
Look, you want me to tell you? I'll tell you what happened. I was at a Diddy baby oil party. Alex filmed the whole thing, and so I'm a slave to whatever Alex tells me to do. So what do you, that's, you got me, man.
You must be brown nosing his butt real hard and tight, man. He is the biggest fat Jabba the Hutt looking son of a bitch I ever seen in my life.
Mm.
And he's a Jew and CIA.
All right.
To the
yeah,
man,
hey,
brother.
You got it, baby. You expose everything. Thank you so much, James from Chicago. Next up, I want to find somebody else. We got some heat coming in today. I'm hoping that Diddy baby oil video does not get leaked out on the internet. Please don't leak that on the internet. I got to do whatever Alex tells me to do. let's see. Next up is John in Rhode Island, and I think he'll be about the last person we have time for. Fundamental flaw of the founding fathers. What's on your mind there, John?
Hey, a pleasure talking to you, but just a philosophical question. So when the founding fathers created a government, I don't think they realized. So we have all these like 250 years of these politicians or lawmakers, so to speak, that are in power. And over 250 years, they keep writing laws. And what these laws do is they take away our freedoms for the most part. And I think everybody can agree to that. So I think we're at the point now that over 250 years of our freedoms being taken away, that we're in this position that there's not much left, right? I mean, what would your opinion be of that?
Hey, that's a fair question. I think there are places for sure where we could critique, you know, the documents as they were written at that time. There's probably ways to definitely make them better, more conservative minded, maybe less, a little bit less enlightenment adjacent. But I want to thank you guys for calling in. A lot of fun. This is my first time doing call-ins. It was exciting. I appreciate the heat. Thank you for exposing me from being at the Diddy parties with all that baby oil. I'm still kind of greasy and slick over here from it. And be sure to go to the InfoWars store and support Alex by getting those products.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.